Jeff Tharp Funeral Home, Big C and Cousin Eddie out there on the wireless 1 and 3 mics at the 50-yard line.
All right, guys, first and foremost, Iowa High School Athletic Association, us officials look strongly upon good sportsmanship, okay? Guys, you are the captains of your team. So in that, you've got the responsibility. Any of your guys start getting a little bit out of hand, you guys want to calm them down, okay? All right, you don't want it to get to us. It gets to us, and it's going to cost, right?
All right.
All right, play hard, hit hard, be fair, be clean about it. Let's stay low. Let's stay off the head. Go low. All right, you're on a pile. Roll off that pile. Push off the ground. Don't push off another player. We want anybody to think otherwise. You're pushing off them for unknown reasons, okay? All right, CMB, you are the visitors. That's tails, heads.
Tails, heads.
All right, I'm going to let it hit the ground. You call it.
Tails.
I heard tails.
Heads it is. Albion won the toss.
Defer to the second half.
You're going to defer to the second half, okay?
You're going to kick that way. Okay, you're going to kick from the clock. Okay, so guys, put your backs up to the goals that you're going to be defending.
And you heard right there, Albia has won the toss, and they have elected to defer. And, Dan, that's been a common theme. Why not get that defense out there and let them do their thing?
Well, we heard that for the last couple of years out of Brett Lesh. You know, he loved it. You know, starting quarterback, he loved it when we win and defer. He really wanted to see his teammates on that defensive side get out there and really set the tone and the tempo of the game on that first defensive stand. So that's just true to form. A lot of teams want that ball first half. Blue Demons rather start the second half with it.
All right, let's get your field condition report brought to you by the Albion Golf and Country Club. Their 2015 membership drive will start real soon. So for early details, give them a call, 932-8057. Big T, what's the field condition report tonight?
Tell you what, guys, it's a beautiful night for football. We got about 53 degrees. Man, there's just not any wind at all. Just a beautiful, clear night for football.
And that is Big T on the field condition report brought to you by the Albia Golf and Country Club. Let's run back again down to Big T and Cousin Eddie, who's back here from the Clown Convention, not prison. And Cousin Eddie and Big T, let's get your Summers car credit and your Big T auto in the trench report.
Eddie, tonight we're playing CMB, and CMB runs a couple different quarterbacks from what I've read. You know, they like to throw the ball. They've thrown the ball probably two or three times more than we have. But as a guy in the trenches, is there anything different that you do than maybe say when you're playing somebody that runs the ball a lot? I mean, what are we doing in the trenches that might be a little bit different tonight?
As a defensive lineman, you're gonna, if you know a team's gonna throw a lot, you're gonna pin your ears back and really go after it and, you know, get your motor going and just go get the quarterback.
That's your In the Trench report brought to you by Summers Car Credit, Big T Auto in Knoxville and in Oskaloosa. Let's get to your keys. Tonight's football game brought to you by Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership. Let them find you the right vehicle just for you, and they'll take great care of it. Big D, what's the keys to tonight's football game?
Well, the key is just the calm. You know, to stay the course, play the game that you know how to play. This is going to be a great game tonight, but it's not going to be won or lost in that first possession, first quarter, even the first half. So just play your game and play a full game.
Ready, set, go. The new mobile app from People's State Bank. And your People's State Bank opening kickoff. The battle of the undefeated underway at Ironman Field. This kick taken from the 11-yard line. And a fake handoff going over the right side. Being pursued and brought down at the 12-yard line. Check out the 16-yard line. Dan, they did not buy that fake, and they stayed in their lanes.
Yeah, Nate Hoffman down there did a great job staying in the lane. Matt Baker was on the right side, first checked the receiver, and he kind of came over to help. So a nice job out of the Blue Demons. They kind of did that fake handoff deal like we've been known to do. So good job out of the coverage team.
We'll get your defensive starting lineup after this play. They'll send out four receivers here to the near side. They'll split the tight end wide out to the right. So there's five receivers out. They'll send a man in motion to the right side. Here's a fake handoff. A little quick screen pass over the right side. Gets a wall, a block. And then out into space across the 25-yard line. A gain of about 15 yards on that first down play. And that was a well-conceived play, Big T. And Albie just couldn't get enough bodies over there to cover it.
Nice play. You know, they had good blocking out here on the corner. And that quick hitter, you know, got a few yards for him.
First down for CMB.
looked like just a little missed assignment there on some defensive coverage there. You know, we only had three corners or defensive players on the right side with the four receivers over here, and so we just got a little lost on the shuffle there. But Blue Demons will adjust. I have all the confidence in the world.
Three receivers to the right side. There's another little screen pass. This one complete and then brought down. It gets a via defender. Sidestep two Albion defenders and then fell forward for a gain of about 5 yards out to the 40-yard line. CMB on that quick pass, Dan, that's just like as effective as a run.
Yeah, it is. You know, they just get it out there quick, and so we're going to have to really close that gap quick. Josiah Harris comes out of the game real fast. His helmet came off that last play, so Connor McDonough will go in for him now on the defensive side.
Again, they'll have two receivers now at each side of the field, one man in the backfield sitting next to the quarterback. Shotgun, the quarterback rolls back, throws into the little flat, complete, has the first down, and then brought down right away out to the 44-yard line. Real quick pattern right there.
Brent Freshwater on the coverage there, made the tackle, but the receiver was just in front of the sticks, so gets another first down for CMB. Running a quick no-huddle offense here. The quarterback here for him is number 11 right now. You'll hear us talk two quarterbacks, Hunter McWhorter's right now. Nate Bishop will be the other one, so we'll have number 11 and number 6. They'll rotate a quarterback, different possessions.
McWhorter, the quarterback in the shotgun. Three receivers out here to the near side, two to the far side. Here's a little blitz package coming on. Albie brings the pressure. It throws off complete into the flat across midfield as Bryce Leshen came up on defense. It's a gain of about 6 yards. CMB really... confusing with their offense, Cousin Eddie, and Albie's having a hard time getting a shut down here.
Well, they got some pressure on the quarterback that time, but he got the ball fast enough and the quick low out.
Second down, four here. CMB into Albie territory just underway here, the battle of the undefeated. CMB 6-0, Albie 6-0. Here comes the quarterback. He's going to keep it. This time he gets by the defenders on the rush and then will be brought down. He's going to have another first down for CMB all the way down to the 43-yard line. Danny let all that pressure that was an inside blitz come by Albie's defense come on top of him, and then he snuck right through it.
Just followed his center up the middle. Bryce Leshen, who was going initially into pass coverage, came up to make the tackle. But again, as you said, Jason, not before the first down by CMB.
CMB with the football at the Albie 42-yard line. Send a man in motion. They'll hand it off. He's running over the right side and being brought down after a gain of about 2 yards. Well defended. They took the motion, man, brought him from the right side, and they handed it off to him going to the near side, which is the left side right in front of the press box.
Yeah, that's their leading receiver, number 85, Bryce Kemp. He's a 6'5", 205-pound receiver. Also carries the ball quite a bit as well in those little motion sweeps coming around.
Got some tall, athletic receivers CMB does. 9:57 to go, just underway here in this opening quarter. Again, trips out to the far side of the field. Two receivers this side. Now let's send a man in motion. Quarterback's going to keep it. And the lane opens up for him to run with. On his way inside the 25, gets a block 20 and brought down all the way down to the 18-yard line. And Albia's defense really being tested here. You know, Christian, Albia's got to win that front battle up front, but there's all these guys spreading things out. It gets tough on a defensive lineman.
Yeah, no, they're showing why they're a 6-0 team right now. They got athletes, and they're using their athletes and spreading them out wide, and the quarterback is also an athlete, and so he's able to run when we got the guys spread out. So they're doing an excellent job. Albion just got to stay calm and focused and do their job.
First down and 10 from the Albia 14-yard line. CMB on the march here, opening a drive for CMB. Here's a sack, and the quarterback goes down all the way back to the 24-yard line. And, Dan, when you start to narrow that field out a little bit, then it does get tougher to make some points with that spread offense.
And notice who that was. They brought in Kieran Judge to come in at a D-tackle position. The strength and the size of the hit he is, he's able to plow through there, just wrapped up the quarterback. So just a little quicker defensive tackle than normal. The Blue Demons are just kind of adjusting where it's appropriate here.
8:50 and counting here in this opening quarter. Three receivers out to the far side. CMB has run out of the empty backfield most of this possession. The quarterback standing in the shotgun. Here comes some pressure. A little screen pass, and it's complete. Gets a block on his way inside the 15, and then will be brought down, but not until he gets down inside the 10-yard line. That's a gain of about 15 yards, but guys, After the sack, Albia had him pinned back quite a ways. It's going to bring a third down here. Third down, and let's call it three for CMB.
You know, this drive is reminiscent of the Pella Christian game where they came out with a scheme and a set of plays that they were doing. They're checking off with the coach over there to make sure they got the right play call, but they're really coming in a quick hit, quick set. So we'll see if the Blue Demons will adjust and get it going here. Hopefully can find a way to stop them here with the ball on the 6-yard line.
Well, they got tall receivers, folks. So CMB's got some athletes, as Christian said, and tall guys out there. And here's a... Wait, see, timeout.
And what you had there, the Blue Demons have talked about this. I talked to some of the guys during the week here. The offense is checking with the coach on the sideline after they line up in the formation, and then they send the play in. We're trying to go in. We'll come one set. As soon as they send the play, we'll switch the formation a little bit to really kind of confuse them and really make it look like they didn't get the right play called. So we're trying to get them on their heels a little bit with their quick set.
Timeout here, 7:56 to go. In this opening quarter, no score. I'll tell you what, T, impressive here by CMB with the athletes they have throwing the football around. But Albia, as Dan said, has seen this all year long, and they've found ways to adjust. Can they do it tonight?
Oh, what do you think? I think they can. You know, it's just going to take them a little bit of time here, and hopefully can keep them out of the end zone right here and get the ball on offense and go score.
So important right here. You know, the field shortens up, and I mentioned that before, Dan, that when the field starts to shorten up, the spread offense, while it's always effective, it really gets more difficult to spread guys out, and the defense doesn't have the lateral field to have to defend.
Right. It's a little easier for them to kind of bump and run a little more because there's just not much depth to go downfield with it. So we'll see if the Blue Demons can't indeed find a way to stop this, maybe even get a turnover.
7:56 to go. Third down and two here for CMB. Albie shows blitz, backs off. Quarterback going to talk to his line. Three receivers out to the far side of the field. McWhorter, the quarterback with one back in the backfield. Here's the fake handoff, and does get off, and it's sacked in the backfield. Well read that time by the defense.
Kieran Judge, the judge
and the jury, the punisher. And it's a sack all the way back to the 10-yard line. Or check, they're going to say he's down at the 9-yard line. How about that pressure, Big C? How about that?
Oh, yeah, they did a little delay. It kind of looked kind of like that Statue of Liberty play, actually, so I think that's what that was. But the guy, quarterback, had it behind his back, and the defensive line just swarmed right there, and we had two linebackers blitzing that hit the right gap and got the guy down.
7:25 to go. The field goal team on the field for CMB. Here comes the snap. The kick is up, and it's high enough. It's long enough. It's to the right, and it is.
Oh,
my. That I do not know. Wow, the Albion kids were calling it no good, but the guys that matter most, and that's the guys wearing the stripes, they call it good. So CMB marches down the field. Albion's defense rises as it only allows a field goal. And while Albion trails here 3-0, let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Lights big board.
All right, so GP Insurance, Friday Night Lights big board, where CMB has gone up 3-0 on Albia. Knoxville has scored on Sheraton first. It's the Panthers 7, the Chargers 0 on stream number 2. Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont leads I-35 13-7. It's Wayne on top of Seymour 41-0. And Highland Riverside has gone up by a touchdown on Sigourney Kyoto, where it's 14-7. Montezuma, the Braves, look to remain undefeated. They lead North Mahaska 21-0. Some other scores of interest. Pella Christian on top of Columbus Junction 14-6. It's Twin Cedars leading Moravia 6-0. Muscatine is up on Ottumwa 6-0. Newton leads Pella 7-0. We'll keep an eye on that one. Lone Tree leads Pekin, also previously unbeaten, 7-6. Van Buren on top of New London 20-0, and we'll give you more scores as they come in. That's the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. Let's go back to the Absolute broadcast booth.
3-0. CMB scores first here in the battle of the undefeated. Here comes your People State Bank kickoff. Deep kick going to be fielded at about the 7-yard line. Hunter Weldon. No, he's going to hand it off to Bryce Leshen. Leshen working his way. Matt Baker, check that. Works his way upfield across the 20 to the 22-yard line, where Albia's offense will come out on the field first.
Nice big booming kick there by the kicker for CMB, and the Blue Demons just couldn't get enough of a return like they'd like. But still, the Blue Demons will take it at their own 23-yard line, so a good spot to start. Any possession, that's the one we got.
Albia's offense on the field for the first time. Great job, Cousin Eddie, of coming up with the stop there by the Blue Demons defensively and to hold CMB to only three.
That was a great defensive stand, and just giving up 3 points.
Here's a handoff. Running with it is Kieran Judge. Judge and the jury out across the 30-yard line, a gain of about 6 yards on that first down carry. Dan, boy, that is a big carry there for Kieran Judge. Get the offense rolling.
Big carry, big hole there. And one thing we're going to see, we've got a lot of guys for CMB going both ways. Now, it's too early for that to have any impact. But, you know, as the time goes on, especially those big guys up front, I fully expect them to wear down. But great job of executing and getting a hole out there the first play.
Here's Carter Isley over the right side, fighting forward, still fighting forward. Gets by the first line of defenders and out close to the first down marker.
Really seen him improve on that, where he continues to push and get himself as many yards as he can. And even when he's being tackled, he's falling forward, you know, getting that extra yard or two. So nice job out of him to make it third and a short yard now.
Interesting difference between the way these two teams go at it, Big T. Habby's just going to run it right at you.
They are, man. That big old offensive line's got a good push right now.
Third down and less than a yard, and CMB is going to come across, and the flag goes up.
The hard count coming out by the Blue Demons, trying to draw off the defense of CMB, and indeed it did.
That is so tough to do, Cousin Eddie. I've been so impressed with this offensive line all year long, their discipline.
Yeah, I tell you what, I remember my days of playing. We weren't anything other than two that we were offside. So, yeah, they're doing a great job of sitting in there, hanging in there.
You know, and it is. They're focused. And we've seen that a number of times this year. That, you know, and just having been together last year, it's such a veteran group. They're just capable of doing many things.
3-0 CMB, Albie with the football. Here's Carter Isley over the right side this time, working his way across the 40. Met and then finally brought down. But, again, he'll take a half a yard and make it four.
Yeah, and Carter Isaac comes in tonight, over 1,100 yards rushing on the season, only 120 last week, which is a low night for him. Most kids would love to have 120 on a night and two touchdowns. And so, you know, he just did a great job. But as 1,100-yard rusher, he's going to get his, and you know he's going to get touches tonight.
Look at your starting lineups, brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management after this play. Second down for the Blue Demons. Carter. Running ahead, Carter Isley on his way across the 45, out close to the first down marker, and that's going to be just a little short of the first down marker while they're spotting the football. Let's get your starting lineups, brought to you by United Hawkeye Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate.
Hunter Gertz, offensive line, front side tackle.
Ryan Armanco, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Hunter Dude McInish.
Hunter Gertz, offensive line, front side tackle.
Ryan Armanco, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Hunter Dude McInish, backside guard.
Nicholas Edward Yurkowski, backside tackle.
Gannon George Henry Olsen, tight end.
Matt Baker, slot back.
Cameron Wyatt, judge, fullback.
Carter A. Isley, running back.
Nate Hoffman, wide receiver.
Luke Stevens Sarver, quarterback.
And that is a First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends at First Iowa State Bank. They bring the chains out. And the chains do not have enough links in them to hold the Blue Demons.
Well, you know, he's playing. I'm glad they came out and did the measurement originally. I think the officials were going to be happy to call it second and about a yard. But it is so often the case when you've got a crown on the field and it's all the way across the other side, sometimes it's a little harder to see and deceptive. So good job by the officials to bring that out, get the right call, make it right. And first down for the
of about 3 yards, but Cousin Eddie, I like the way that Albie's controlling that line of scrimmage here in the early going on the offensive side.
Yeah, their offensive line's doing a good job. They're getting, you know, 3-4 yards of carry, and that's what you like to see.
And really, I'm going to keep beating this drum. You know, as much as anything, it's a chance to try to beat on this defensive unit to kind of wear them down so when they go to the offensive side, they don't have as much spring in their step.
And down 7 here. Sarver rolls back, has a receiver down the middle of the field. Matt Baker at the, oh, he lost his footing at the 15-yard line. Had his man beat, and that would have been a touchdown Albie had Matt Baker not lost his footing.
Great play call there by the coaches to do that. And the ball just kind of sailed a little bit more from right to left, and so Matt Baker couldn't get himself adjusted, had to come over his shoulder to get that. That's one of the toughest plays at any level, certainly even in the pros. It's a tough catch to come over the top of your shoulders. Matt tried to float and drift, but just you get a little, it gets a little tipsy, a little wobbly. It's hard to do, but great effort out of him. Just couldn't get the catch made in.
Boy, T, that is all courtesy of the running game of Albie to get that wide open.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That was awesome.
Sarver rolling back this time. Now he's brought down, and this is going to be a face mask. As Sumner 71 comes in and
Patrick Gerard, a 6'3", 315-pound mountain of a man, was able to get through the pressure, but I think he comes in and grabs a face mask or a horse collar. We'll see.
Horse collar. Yeah.
Personal foul.
Face mask.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
And I think he had a little extra something to say after he was
He's still chawing at the white hat, and that's not a good call.
No.
You know, and it wasn't a violent one, certainly. It didn't rip his head off, which is good. But, you know, the hands did come across the mask nonetheless, and also came across the back. So it was a question of which one they were going to call.
And that will be a First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends at First Iowa State Bank. Seeing them in Eddyville, Albia, and don't forget their convenient drive-through on Benton Avenue here in Albia. Albia with the football on its way inside the 45 of CMB at the 42-yard line. Sarver under center. Hands it off, and now we're going to have
That's on us. That's on us.
Yep.
Ryan Romanko just got a little juice there, and unfortunately he just kind of came out of stance a little quick.
Well, he's looking across at that number 71.
Yeah. No, he's got his, you know, and he's getting ready. He wants to go out and hit him and knock some heads and do his job. And it just the crowd's all excited as a little emotion gets to you. So the Blue Demons now just have a little more work to do. First and 15. Ball on the CMB 47-yard line.
Christian, these are some big old boys that Albie's lined up against. These big kids.
Oh, yeah, you got number, I think, 59 and 71 next to each other. Just big old boulders. Yeah.
Here comes Kieran Judge. Over the left side, has some running room. On his way inside the 45, down close to the 40-yard line, and Dan, he ran over a guy.
That's an impact play right there. He just lowered his shoulders on, and unfortunately, the corner over there, which is Jake Henrick, has 5'10", 130-pound corner. He's going to lose that fight every time.
And that's a ton of brick hits brought to you by 3D Paint and Body. If you get hit by Kieran Judge, your vehicle does, you need to get old Randy in a hurry. 3D Paint and Body will get it back on the road. Your ton of brick hits. Second down here. Here's the handoff running with it, Carter Isley. This time he carries it inside the 40, down close to the 36-yard line.
A play I don't remember seeing
Never
in the 7 years
before.
Of Coach Staten. Carter Isley starts off in the right end position, almost a slot back position way out, goes in motion, and then comes up the middle for the handoff. So it ends up being a traditional run play up the middle for Carter, but a unique way of getting it to him by having him come in motion, trying to do our own
little
sort of spread.
Fullback counter is what that is, and I like the design. Third down here in 5. Here is Carter Isley over the right side. Gets by a defender. Isley inside the 30, 25, down inside the 20-yard line. What a blocking wall right there, Big T. That is that offensive line. The Pillsbury Doughboys making some pancakes.
Butterworth boys.
Now you know I get it right.
But, man, Carter runs hard. I mean, he hits that hole, and he just puts it in a different gear. And, man, it's hard to bring him down.
The Butterworth boys will be making pancakes in the morning. That's right, 7 o'clock to 10. The Albia football team will have his pancake breakfast tomorrow. You're invited. Here's Carter Isley over the 25-yard line, inside the 15, all the way down to the 14-yard line, a gain of 6 yards on first down.
You know, and that's just this is exactly according to the script as the coaches would have it. Just come out there and grind and ground and pound it on here with them and get the ball moving. Really try to work on them and get inside their heads here. That would finish off a strong drive, and then next play, possession will come out and open up some more, see some more plays, pass plays, and see what we can do.
Second down here. Here's a handoff running with it and being brought down.
Kieran Judge, I believe that is fullback, got the handoff off the left side, and the rest of the backfield came to the right. So trying to do a little misdirection and picked up a couple hard yards there. So brings up third and 3 on the ball on the 13. So Blue Demons on the march here with a minute 54 in the first quarter. Blue Demons trail 3-0 after the initial possession field goal by CMB.
CMB took the ball down 80 yards. Came up short and then put it through on the field goal Dan just talked about. Here is the handoff. Isley, the Iceman, met at the 10-yard line, falls forward. He's going to have the first down. And Albia will have it first down, goal to go inside the 10-yard line.
You know what's impressive? I was watching that play specifically. Number 71 for CMB is that Patrick Girard. He's 6'3", 315 pounds. A really good size athletic young man. He lined up that time right up on Eli Bishop, our center, who's not the biggest guy on our offensive line. Eli did a heck of a job just staying right with him. He didn't get pushed back. He maybe didn't clear the path, but the play was going away from him. Did a great job of holding him up. Really just talks to the strength of an Eli Bishop, how hard he is and no bigger than he is. Does a great job.
Power eye formation. Isley fighting forward inside the 10-yard line, down close to about the 6. We'll wait for the spot. But the surge that offensive line is getting, Cousin Eddie, it's impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. The CMB's line is pretty big, and we're handling it pretty well.
That's Cousin Eddie on the sideline. Mike, brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home. Let the staff at Tharp Funeral Home help you with your pre-planning arrangements.
Albia with the football, second down, goal to go from the 7-yard line. Sarver under center, hands it off to Isley over the left side. Gets tripped up and then fights forward and will be brought down after a a gain of about a yard, maybe two, on second down. And Dan, looked like there was a hole being developed there, and it looked like maybe one linebacker snuck through and got a hold of him.
Got a hold of him, tripped him up. Carter did a good job of keeping his balance and still trying to fight to get a couple extra yards if he could, but just a nice job of CMB closing out that gap and making the stop with only a yard, maybe two, on the play. So brings up a third down, ball on the six. So third and goal, ball on the six.
23 seconds to go here in the opening quarter of action. Albion trailing 3-0. Blue Demons come to the line of scrimmage. Sarver takes the handoff. Bootleg over the right side, trying to get to the corner. Oh, slipped. He slipped trying to cut it up. And it will be brought down at about the 2-yard line or 3-yard line, and that will be the final play of this opening quarter. With one quarter in the books, Albion trails 3-0. We'll be right back with your second quarter. When we come back, Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football, don't go anywhere.
What comes to your mind when you think about insurance? Do you get excited like that feeling when you get a new purse or pair of shoes? Probably not. Insurance is not the most exciting thing in the world to talk about, but it is one of the most important decisions you can make. Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Service in Albion makes speaking the insurance language easy for our clients and also offers a large array of insurance services from auto, home, health, life to investments and annuities. Ready to feel at peace of mind when it comes to insurance? Contact Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Services in Albia.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Oh, man, Dan and I are chowing down on some of that Albia Brewing Company pizza right now as the Blue Demons go to the second quarter. Fourth down, goal to go. Guys, what are we going to do here?
They're going for it.
Good call when we're in the huddle.
You never know.
You know, I like the call. It's fourth and four. It's a big play here, but by the same token, if you don't get it, they're back on the 4-yard line. That's a lot of work for CMB.
Fourth down, goal to go. Here's Carter Isley over to the right side, fighting toward the goal line. So close. The surge. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley with the Senator Pierce Blocker Funeral Home. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
And that's a statement play right there. That will go right in the teeth of the animal, and we'll go right at the Raiders from CMB, and we're going to see what we can do.
How about that third and fourth surge? Albia just kept that line moving. Carter Isley, Kieran Judge, and the entire offensive line just kept their feet moving. It was not going to be denied, and the Relco locomotive goes off. The cannon goes off, and Albia takes the 6-3 lead here with the extra point to come.
Tackles.
Third down, six. CMB inside the Albia 50-yard line. Here's a pass to the flat. Over the head of the intended receiver. Well defended that time by Blake Lawless. He had that one sniffed out.
He did, man. And they were getting good pressure up on the quarterback. Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, McWhorter there, like you said, the pressure coming, so it kind of threw off his back foot, but made the throw a little high. And Blake Lawless was right there in coverage. Good job.
Albia. As CMB in a fourth down and six scenario here. They're going to go into a crazy punt situation here. They'll send five linemen over here to the right side. The quarterback will send a man in motion. They'll fake it. He's going to roll to the right side. Okay. He's going to throw it across the midfield and has it complete inside the 40-yard line. On his way inside the 30 down to the 25-yard line. I can't begin to try to describe what just took place here. They sent five linemen to the far side, to the out side of the football field, but to the other side, had a back and the quarterback, and then put a man in motion, faked the handoff to the man in motion, the quarterback with nobody over there ran with the football.
And the quarterback actually was the tailback, Stover. The quarterback, McWhorter, was one of the guys on the five near side coming around in a crossing pattern across the middle. So just a really, it looked like a potential punt, but they went for it.
Here's a fade pattern down through the end zone, and
that's
up and good.
That's a 6'5 receiver right there, Bryce Kemp, and he just went up over the top of Hunter Weldon. Well defended there. I thought maybe Hunter might get his hand on it or a pick, but just right over the top.
CMB in for the touchdown. They regain the lead here, 9-7, the extra point to come here. But, boys, I'll tell you what, Albion made it tough for him, and then the fourth down play right there, the trick play, gives them more life.
Well executed, and that started too on the after that fake handoff. The running back, the 20 that was taking it, Brady Stover, he He bit on the fake and kind of got himself outside the pocket there. If we'd contained on that outside end, we might have had the sack on that play. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, I guess.
CMB puts up a touchdown, 10-7. Albie trails here, 10:39 to go in the first half. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal of Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business.
Stop holding on
Quality Ag.
People's State Bank kickoff return over the right side. Hunter Weldon. And Albia gets it out to the 18-yard line. Nothing to work with there, Dan. Good kick again by CMB. And it looks like a penalty flag on the field. So double whammy here for the Blue Demons.
It sure looks like you would guess it's probably going to be either holding or a blocking a back call there for the Blue Demons. Hunter Weldon, ball came, it was a nice kick, kind of came sideways, so hard to handle. Is a holding call on the Blue Demons on the return. So our possession will start a little deeper in our territory here. Hunter Weldon did the smart thing, though. This ball came sideways, it spun out of his hands. He just picked it up, didn't worry about doing any of the plays that we do, and just started running as hard as he could north and south and did a good job getting to where he did. But again, unfortunately, there's a holding call on one of the other return men, and we will now start with the ball on our nine-yard line. Yeah, so all this means is got a chance to build some stats.
First down, 10 for the Blue Demons. Albie trailing here 10-7. If you're just joining us, 10:35 to go here in the first half. A little run play over the right side, and Kieran Judge runs out across the 10 to about the 12, 13-yard line, a gain of about 3 yards on first down.
KJ's had a number of touches already this game, which is a little out of characteristic for the team here, but you know, really doing a good job, effective job, getting some quick holes up front to get him sprung through. Ryan Sarver now checking in for Nate Hoffman, so we'll get a little bit more of a receiver-friendly receiver speed out there on the outside edge.
Albia, second down and 6. Fake handoff, Luke rolls back, has time, plants, throws it downfield to Ryan Sarver, up and just couldn't come up with it, well defended by CMB.
Good and a great pass by Luke and a great attempt by Ryan. Just everyone did a good job except for we just weren't able to make the catch, but a great play on the far side there almost by the sideline.
Third down, and let's call it 6 here. Albia with the football at the 13-yard line of Albia. At home, watching Royals take the lead on Escobar, a home run, and listening to the rest of the results of an Albia Brewing Company pizza. Yes, the pizza has lost in the press box, and we are the winners, courtesy of Albia Brewing Company. Bill Anderson and the Anderson checking in. Luke Sarver rolls back. He's being pursued. Running to the right side. Luke. Trying to get the corner. Gets the corner. That track speed has the first down across the 20-yard line. And then comes right through a defender.
Oh, he must have stepped out because he plowed.
Oh, my gosh. How about that, Christian? It looked like he was lost all the way back to the 5-yard line. CMB had him down, no doubt about it. He put an extra juice in his juice pack and down the sideline as he went.
That's that Drake Freeling track speed right there. I'll tell you what. He's an athlete. I thought he had that first down. I guess I'm just too far over across the side. So.
Oh, wow.
They wow, they say he was out at the
17-yard he must have stepped out of bounds. So great play for now. We have to punt. Punts all the way, go balls all the way out to the short of the 50-yard line. It was touched by a CMB Raider. Blue Demons trying to get out. Can't get there quick enough.
Wow, I did not. That is crazy. I did not see him go to pin. T, you're down there where across the way. And Cousin Eddie. We're a long ways from where they marked Sarver going out, but, boy, sure didn't look like it from up here.
Yeah, hard to tell from us down here at ground level, you know, but that's unfortunate.
I will say that when he turned that corner, he put it in the extra gear because he was gone.
Yeah, it shot out like a rocket there. But unfortunately, again, for not the fourth down punt, the ball spotted at the Albia 41. That's where CMB will start this possession here. Again, the Raiders have a 10-7 lead with 9:38 in the second quarter. The return man on the punt there, Tucker Maxwell for the CMB, was a little injured, came up a little gimpy after that play, and was escorted off the field.
Steve and Darlene Maddie listening in the garage, fire in the stove, go Big Blue. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue, you're awesome, from number 83's fans listening in Ankeny. Glad to have you along on this football Friday night.
Brendan Bassett is a special player, that's for sure. Oh, number 83 himself.
First and 10, CMB at the Albia 41-yard line. 10-7 football game. Battle of the undefeated teams right here. CMB and Albia both 6-0. Three receivers here to the near side of the field, one to the far side. McWhorter, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Here comes the pressure. The
tips,
ball's tipped. Alex,
dropped it.
Tip to the receiver. The ball went straight in the air, and the running back out of the backfield, the ball tipped and went right to him, and he lost it.
Yeah, Blake Hoffenauer is a good running back for this team, but it still came right in his hands. I don't think you can believe that the ball still continued to sail towards him. Tipped on the right side there. I couldn't tell if it was Brendan Bassett or Ryan Sarver, but over on the right side did a good job getting their hands up in the air when they saw the ball coming out of McWhorter's hands.
Three receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Second down, 10 here. 9:33 to go first half. Albia trailing 10-7. CMB with the football at the Albia 41-yard line. McWhorter will send a man in motion. Fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it. Gets a block. On his way close to the first down marker. We'll wait for the spot, and looks like he's going to be about a yard, maybe 2 yards short.
Blake Bear coming up out of that safety position to make the tackle to stop the first down. But third and let's call it two here for the Raiders.
Well-designed play. They let Albia's linemen take themselves out of the play, and then it's a mono-on-mono blocking. A fullback or a pulling a guard that comes through there and blocks that linebacker, and then the quarterback can break free here.
Going to say, when they spread that off, or the offense like they do, and our linebackers are out of the middle section there, so it just opens up the middle when you only got four linemen to control five offensive linemen.
And they're going to call timeout. CMB calls timeout. We'll do the same. 8:51 to go here in the first half. Albia trails 10-7. We'll run back to the Friday Night Light studio for a quick scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, guys, let's get you caught up where it's 10-7 here. CMB on top of Albia, a couple of unbeatens here, 6-0. Knoxville extending their lead on the Chargers. It's now 21-0. The Panthers on top of the Sheraton Chargers. Also at the halftime break, Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont leads I-35 16-7. It's Wayne on top of Seymour at halftime, 49-6. Sigourney Keota up by 1 point on Highland Riverside, 21-20 in the second period. And Montezuma at the halftime break on top of North Mahaska, 28-0. North Polk leads Davis County, 7-0. Norwalk leads Oskaloosa with a 21-point first quarter. Oskaloosa without a first down yet in this ballgame, 21-0. Norwalk on top of Oski. Pella extends its lead on Newton, 34-7 in the second period. Muscatine goes up on Ottumwa, 13-7 in period number two. It's Pella Christian leading Columbus Junction. The Eagles 14, Columbus Junction 6. Also, Twin Cedars at halftime on top of Moravia, 14-0. And a couple other quick ones here in the second period. Pecan Trails 7-6 to Lone Tree. Pleasantville on top of Southeast Warren, 28-0. And it's Van Buren on top of New London, 20-0. Waukee leads Indianola, 28-7. And Linville Soli on top of GMG, 36-0. Grinnell leads Benton Community, 14-0. South Tama, 7. Williamsburg, 0. That's a complete look at your scores. All the scores, one station. GP Insurance, Friday Night Lights, Big Board. Let's go back to the Absolute broadcast booth.
CMB gets a third down carry close to the first down marker. And then fourth down here for CMB, and they're going to call timeout. And we'll take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Kirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Kirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
This is Gary Dolphin, voice of the Orange Bowl champion Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, back to Thunder... Sorry. Let me do that one more time. Let me do that one more time. Back to Jason and Dan.
Fourth down is short here after the timeout. C&B with the football at the Albia 32-yard line. Here's the handoff over the right side, and this one is going to go for a first down inside the 30-yard line. Albia's defense had risen to the challenge there. Got it to fourth and one. But C&B with the big fourth down play right there.
Just nice job on the left side of the offensive line to kind of push a hole and trap blocking a little hole there. Blue Demons put four with the fifth down lineman actually on linebacker coming in there. So they tried to really jam that up, but wasn't able to stop the hole from creating and a first down after a two-yard pickup.
Two receivers east side of the field. Here comes a little pressure from the Blue Demons. Stepping up, and the quarterback gets rid of it, underthrows it, and nearly intercepted. Blake Bear had that, but guys, that was from the heat by that defensive end. It is Bossert.
Justin Bossert hit him as he's throwing it, so made the throw go off, and so McWhorter didn't have a good throw. Would have been nice, I think, as you saw down there, Cousin Eddie could almost had an interception.
Yeah, we had like three Blue Demons there almost intercepted that one.
So it will be second and 10 now with the ball still just inside the 30-yard line of the Blue Demons. C&B trying to get into some more points on the board before half.
Here comes the inside blitz. The pass is complete. A little pass out to the halfback, and he'll be brought down after a gain of about 8 yards.
Brendan Bassett again on the defensive end almost was able to tip that ball coming up there. Just couldn't get up high enough. They floated the ball just over his hands and got him right in the receiver's hands.
Third down, three here. Albia trailing 10-7. 7:37 to go here in the first half. C&B and Albia both undefeated here in district action. 6-0. Both these ball clubs. C&B on the march here down to the Albia 22-yard line. Third down, let's call it two. Two receivers out to the far side, one over here near side. Fake handoff. Quarterback's going to keep it. Tucks under and has the first down on his way inside the 20-yard line. A gain of 4 yards. The chains will move once again, and C&B on the march.
And again, when you've got that spread offense, folks, you've got three receivers on one side, two the other. You know, you've got to cover them out there on the edges. So you got to bring more than just your two corners and safety to cover those five guys. And that means you're pulling linebackers out there. So we've got four down linemen and a linebacker, maybe two. But even then, they're playing the outside edges. So it really opens up that middle if those four down linemen can't somehow find a way to plug up that front point of attack.
7:07 to go here, first half. C&B with the lead. Here the quarterback rolling back. Pumps fakes. Throws it towards the end zone. Up for grabs. Oh, nearly intercepted. Oh, my goodness. Bear went up. Looked like he was going to come down with it and could not come up the INT and bobbled around and nearly was intercepted by Weldon and also completed to the receiver out there.
Yeah, Bryce Kemp again does an excellent receiver in his own right. A state 110 high hurdle state qualifier sprinter. So, you know, very capable guy out there. But Blake Bear about had his eighth interception on the season.
Three receivers out here to the far side. Again, McWhorter, the quarterback, the only back in the backfield. Send a man in motion to the left side, fakes it. And McWhorter's going to run with it. Has some running room down close to the 10-yard line. A pickup of about 7 yards. And, it really becomes difficult. Albia will bring that heat, and then they'll make him pay with let that pressure get by the quarterback, and he runs upfield.
Yeah, that little delay has been giving us fits a little bit, and you're right. The linemen just kind of go right by him, and he just takes it right up the middle.
Third down, let's call it four for C&B. Down to the Albia 11-yard line. Here comes the pressure. McWhorter throws it to the halfback. It's a pass into the end zone. Up for grabs and incomplete. Well read that time by Albia's defense.
You know, nice job out of Blake Barrett. Looks like it's going to be a pass play. And we saw in that fake punt attempt there, Brady Stover threw the pass play on that last one. And he's the one indeed who took it on the sweep. But Blake Barrett had the discipline to stay with the receiver out there and not bite on that fake run attempt.
Fourth down here, C&B. Let's kick the field goal already. They're going to try another one here, guys. And you got to be careful here, Cousin A. They don't try a fake field goal.
Yeah, anything's possible. This kid's got a pretty good leg, though. I was watching him warming up. Yeah.
And Stover is the holder, so.
Here comes the snap. The kick is up. It's high enough, long enough. This one is Good enough. And CMB with their second field goal tonight now takes a 13-7 lead. But Albia's defense, once again, Dan, that was a huge stop to make to force them to a field goal.
You know, and some might say, hey, you're giving up points. And while that's true, it is really a good defensive stop. Again, this is an offense that we haven't seen and a style of play that we sure haven't seen. And so it's, I thought, an outstanding job on the Blue Demons. Keep making adjustments. And the coaches now with that two-platoon system will come on and they'll start working with the kids as they have every off possession here. Helping the defense, coach them up, asking the defense what they see to get cues and reads from them as well. So I really expect the adjustments to come along and the Blue Demons to really get this figured out before half, quite honestly, which, again, is only 6 minutes away. But really think that they'll make those adjustments and get better at defending this.
6:16 to go here, 13-7 Albia trails here to CMB. Go Big Blue from the Northern Sarver clan, Tim and Joanna. We're proud of you boys. Checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Jody and John Toops are listening in. Go Big Blue. Aaron, Andy, Amanda Sims having a few cool ones down in Vicksburg, Mississippi, listening in. Here comes your People State Bank kickoff. This one bounces and will go into the end zone. Misread by the return man for Albia. That splits them and goes in for a touchdown back. And Albia's offense will come out to the 20-yard line.
And again, we talk about that kicker, number seven, Joey Nissen. And he just has a big leg. That thing was going right to the end zone anyway, which not eligible. It's an automatic touchback in high school football. So even if they'd have caught it, I think they would have caught it in the end zone. So a little miscommunication, but I don't know if it was that much of a difference maker.
Albia with the football. Ball at the 20-yard line, trailing here 13-7. A couple of field goals by CMB and Albia. Now on offense. Here's a counter reverse. Running with it. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker with some running room. And laterals off to Luke Sarver. Out across the 45-yard line. And the Blue Demons, from a touchdown maker, Matt Baker, take it all the way out 25 yards out to the 45-yard line. That's that design play we saw a couple of weeks ago go for a touchdown.
Yeah, and Christian asked Matt Baker during that pregame interview about that play and how much they work on it. You know, they work on that every week, have for years. You know, we saw that a couple years ago quite a bit with Brett Leshen coming back behind him. Griffin Osing would pitch it to him. And you know, this year now Matt Baker's feeling comfortable with Luke. And Luke, of course, wants to get it and see if he can't burst the speed and get around the corners.
Albia with the football. Here's the counter player. Going in with it. Carter Isley into Albia, or into CMB territory. Sidestep a guy, jumps over a guy, and then finally gets tripped up at the 35-yard line. A carry of 20 yards and the thunder and lightning. That is Matt Baker and Carter the Iceman Isley.
And first and foremost, give credit to the line for creating that crease for him at the initial point of attack. But how about Nate Hoffman at the wide receiver spot, comes downfield to block the safety, and then Carter reads that and comes around him to pick up another 7 or 8 yards off that. So just a good job by the whole unit out here.
Isley goes in motion. Here's the handoff going to Isley, trying to work his way upfield. Gets by about three defenders and just bulldozes his way upfield. How about that, Big C? Carter Isley is not going to be denied.
Yeah, he's just running that ball hard. He's running it with authority. And the offensive line's doing great jobs of making holes out for them. They're wanting to punch it in here, and they're playing lights out this drive.
Big C on your Tharpton Home Wireless 3 mic. Albia with the football, second down and three. Here's Karen Judge, gets tripped up in the backfield. Was going to have that corner turn look like, Dan, but
Nate Bishop, the linebacker, or excuse me, not Nate Bishop, that's the defensive tackle, John Engel, came in and just got a hand on him and was able to trip on. That's about the only way you're going to bring Karen Judge down in the backfield like that, by tripping him up on his feet. Ryan Sarver now checks in for Nate Hoffman. Otherwise, the offensive unit still in its original set. Third down and five, ball on the 30 of CMB Raiders.
4:50 to go here. Albia trails by six. Here's a reverse and a pitch back to Sarver. Luke, downfield, open. And, oh, it's tipped and incomplete. Boy, a little trickeration right there as the Albia ran that student body counter. It's a reverse from the fullback to the slot back, and then a pitch back to the quarterback that throws it downfield, and Albia nearly got a touchdown out of it.
You know, nice mix of play. You know, we've heard from the guys how they've got a few wrinkles they've been working on the last 3 weeks, actually since the North Polk game, and we never saw in the North Polk game because of the stiff winds and a big lead. But so now we're getting a chance to see where Coach Farrington and Coach Dayton are really trying to open up this offense when they get an opportunity.
Fourth down here for the Blue Demons. Fourth down and let's call it five. Albia sends a man in motion. Baker on a sweep to the right side. Has some running room. Good blocking. Has the first down inside the 25-yard line. Let all those big bodies get out there. Luke Sarver gets up and points first down. How about that, Cousin Eddie?
Number 67, a nice job pulling and led the way, and the quarterback even got a good block in there.
Yep, Connor McDonough is the guard that you saw there, and Luke Sarver, of course, doing a good job, just really wants to hit him. And they know what was at stake there on a fourth down play. You've got to get that first Iowa State first down.
First Iowa State Bank, and all your first downs in this first half brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank. Check out their rewards checking. First and 10 for the Blue Demons. Ball at the 25-yard line of CMB. Albia marching down the field. Here's Carter, the Iceman Isley. Center steps, gets by a defender on his way inside the 20-yard line. Still fighting forward.
Not coming
and they
down.
Finally, he will not be brought down. The officials got tired of watching white bodies being banged around, and they blow the whistle.
Two Raiders are hanging on Carter Isley, and he's just standing there, not moving frontwards or backwards or side to side. He's just standing there. He's just not going to be pulled down. You're going to have to hit him a lot harder than that. And then finally, like you said, the officials got tired of watching that and called the ball dead.
3:46 to go, first half. We're going to get to your impact player of the first half, brought to you by the Eagles Club. Carter Isley vying for that impact player, gets a carry over the right side.
Still not brought down.
He goes for about 2 yards. Looked like he was just about 6 inches off from banging off a player and getting that to the outside.
Yeah, just got to give credit to the Raiders. They're hitting them hard and they're really sticking and wrapping up good. But just, like I say, just so close to breaking that loose, and who knows what would have happened with the ball. It got it to the 14-yard line. You know, if he could have broken that tackle initially on the initial pop, might have been able to spring that in for a touchdown.
Third down, 5 for Albia. Isley goes in motion, and here comes the penalty flag in.
Procedure on Albion.
Let's get a quick scoring update while they mark off the penalty. Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, guys, we'll leave you on live so we don't miss any action. But another game that we're keeping a close eye on, unbeaten Pekin is now down to Lone Tree, 14-12. Pekin 6-0 on the season in week number 7 here. Pella Christian just scored on Columbus Junction. It's 28-6. Knoxville scores on Sheraton. It's 28-0. But again, Pekin trails by 2 to Lone Tree. Back to you.
Albia calls timeout. And the officials... Well, it's Albia wanted to go right out of the huddle. This took a timeout to get a play in. CMB is going to talk things over.
And the Blue Demons actually, after that illegal procedure penalty, brings up third and short 10, 9 yards, bringing in that eagle formation. So yep. We've got all the receivers coming in here. And I think Albia, really, the coaches wanted to make sure we had all the kids in. They knew what the play was, what the situation was. We don't need a touchdown here. We just need a first down. And so really wanted a chance to settle them down. So a good call out of them. It was a quick timeout. We weren't even talking to players right now. We just want to make sure real quickly they understood the situation. CMB is going to take full advantage. They want as much rest as they can get.
You know, T. Albia's really controlled the line of scrimmage. As the game wears on, as you go through the entirety of a football game, that's usually a great indication of how a football game's gonna go for the entirety of a night.
You're right.
Here is a third down and 10. Sarver rolls back, throws it down the middle of the field, up for grabs. Baker goes up, cannot come up with it. Just a little bit off on the timing of the pass, and that's going to bring a fourth down here for the Blue Demons.
And Coach Staten just doesn't even hesitate, says we're going for it here. I don't think it's a little too far for field goal range. You can't punt it from here. And so they're going to go out and try to bring it again with three minutes on the clock in the first half. Demons trailing 13-7. Big play right here.
Two receivers each side of the field. Here comes Sarver. Rolls back, gets by the defender, rolling to the left side. Luke. Plants, throws it across his body towards the end zone to his brother. It's up for grabs and incomplete. Had three receivers, but could not get it to land into the hands of a Blue Demon receiver. And Albia will come up short on fourth down and turn the ball back over to CMB.
What a strong throw, though, for Luke Sarver. Coming to his left, a right-handed quarterback. That's a hard throw to make to go upfield. And he threw a bullet to the end zone. Very hard throw, good strong throw, just not able to get it to the receivers, unfortunately. And so Blue Demons now with under 3 minutes left have a lot of work cut on the defensive side. Got to try to stop this. We don't want to go in down two complete scores here. We're just down 6 points right now in the first half.
Christian, just buck them up time.
Yeah, that's right. You got to man up here and do your 111, get the job done.
Here's a quick swing pass. It's complete and falling down after a short gain of about a half a yard, and that is it. 2:43 to go here, first half. Albia trails 13-7, a couple of field goals by CMB. And we haven't got those defensive starting lineups yet. Let's get those defensive starting lineups as they come back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 9 here. 2:27 and counting. Albia trailing by 6. CMB with the... two receivers each side of the field. McWhirter, the quarterback, standing back with one back in the backfield. Here comes McWhirter. Plants, throws it to the flat. It's up, and it's complete, and the ball comes loose.
No catch. No catch. Hit as soon as he caught
it. Yes.
Wow.
Let's get that defensive starting lineup brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate.
Brendan Bassett, D-line. Justin Bosser, D-line.
Trevor Blackford, D-line.
Josiah Harris, D-line.
Ryan Sarver, outside linebacker.
Blake Lawless, inside linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, linebacker.
Tony Leshen, cornerback.
Hunter Weldon, cornerback.
Blake Brad, free safety.
And I don't know what happened there. There was a flag that
came in. In the backfield.
And it's a flag on Albia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Helmet to the ribs of the quarterback. What? Personal foul.
How's that a penalty? Did I miss that rule?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
Crazy. First down 10 here for CMB at the CMB 37-yard line after the penalty. Here's a pump fake. The receiver throws it downfield. It's up for grabs and well defended again.
Tony Leshner.
Great coverage out there by the Blue Demon defensive backfield.
Tony Leshner, and actually, if anything, had a little push off from the Raider receiver over there. You might have thought a little offensive interference, a little push off of Tony. Tony had a great job. As soon as he saw the receiver looking for a ball, he immediately turned his head to go find the ball. That's just textbook coverage out of a cornerback right there, out of a sophomore, no less.
Chris Schroyer driving home from Ohio. Go Blue. The broadcast rocks. Well, you rock, Chris Schroyer, for checking in with us on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. 2:05 to go here. 13-7, Albia trailing CMB. 2:05 to go. McWhorter, here's some pressure. Send up the screen pass. It's up for grabs. It's complete. Running out across the 45 and then being brought down to the 46-yard line. Looks like it's going to be enough for a first down.
Good hard hit there. And in fact, the Raiders coming up a little slow. He got sandwiched by three defenders, one from behind, two in front. Just came in right at him. Again, he got the first down on the play. But he's a little slow getting up, as is the receiver, with under 2 minutes now. The Raiders are on top of the Blue Demons, 13-7.
You know, I do like the fact that Albia is starting to figure some of this stuff out. You see, our guys responding to things a little bit quicker, and I mean, it goes for a first down, but the way we responded to it was much more, positive
better
than the way we had done it previous to that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, as our offense is out here on the field, you know, Coach Odeffer. Has the guys over here just they're going over plays and they're, you know, telling them what their assignments are and, you know, just trying to get this Raider offense figured out.
You know, that's another Coach Statenism, you know, not that he invented it, but, you know, it is. The longer we play, the better we get, and that's part of it is the fact, not only the conditioning and the endurance that we have, but also just the fact that we understand the game and we continue to develop and evolve and really understand what's going on.
Now the player gets up. He's going to walk off the field.
That's maybe Brady Stover again, a little running back receiver, throwing the ball a couple times tonight. So just got shaken up. He got hit hard. Three defenders, one from behind, two in front.
1:57 to go. CMB with the football at their own 48-yard line. First down and 10 here.
Karen Judge has come back in here as a defensive tackle. Justin Bosser had slipped on onto the outside DN, so Josiah Harris is on the sideline for a play or two.
I'll be getting things matched up here. Looks like a little man coverage on the outside by Albia. We'll sit one safety back deep. Send a man in motion. Pick the handoff. Then they give the handoff and met right there. And you heard that. Yeah. The defense called that out, the draw play, and Albia snuffed it out. Be a loss on the play, about a half a yard, second down 11.
And that's just to the point we were just making, again, recognizing the plays and identifying it and just finding their seams. And Kristen made a great comment earlier, too, about the 1-11th. You know, this is where you just got to do your assignment. Don't try to make every tackle every play. Just do your job and trust your teammates that they'll do theirs. And that's exactly what happened. And as a result, we had seven guys in their gang tackling at the end because they all just did their job.
Second down long here. Quarterback rolls back, throws it to the flat. It's complete, open at the 40-yard line, and brought down. Hard tackle there by Bryce Leshen, but not before CMB gets another first down to the 30-yard line of Albia.
But that's Brady Stover again. This kid is just getting whacked here to finish this half. He's again coming up slow, and I'm thinking he doesn't want his number called for the rest of this game here because he had a great catch, and he thought he was just going to get one tackle. Instead, he had two tacklers. Just whack him.
CMB on the march here to the Albia 39-yard line, 47 seconds and counting, 13-7. The score, CMB out in front. A couple of field goals by CMB, here the quarterback rolling back. Here's some pressure, throws it to the flat. Once again, it's complete to the 35-yard line and on his way to the 31. CMB is out of timeouts, guys, and so the clock is against them. 29 seconds and counting here.
That's a good job of Blake Bayer.
Blue Demon's trying to get some subs. They better call timeout. No, that's going to be fine.
No, they didn't. Maybe. Abby's going to call timeout.
I was going to say, we were getting subs in way too slow, and that didn't look like the coaches were even acknowledging that. Thankfully, they got the timeout because we had 14, I believe, out there.
T, you had mentioned that Blake Bayer did a good job of making that tackle in open field.
Yeah, and keeping the guy in bounds, you know, keep the clock going.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, the runner really, I don't think, recognized where he was. He needed to try to get out of bounds quicker than that, and he wasn't even looking, but great open field tackle. Again, the timeout here on the field. Blue Demons trailing 13-7 in the second quarter with 21 seconds on the clock. Blue Demons needed to call timeout because of substitutions not getting in and out quick enough. CMB was looking to go quick. Actually, was wanting to spike the ball so they could stop the clock, and they would have gotten a first down as a result because a flag would have been thrown. So unbeknownst to them, you know, they were setting up really well for them.
Well, this is where, you know, as a defense, you know you just can't substitute. You're going to have to go with your personnel until you get a dead play where you're going to have a chance to bring some guys in. But second down here, after the timeout, CMB is out of timeouts. Albia trails here 13-7, final 21 seconds of this first half. We're going to get your Eagles Club impact player of the first half and your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half. But right now, here's the pressure. Sacked all the way back, and the ball goes loose. CMB's going to come up with it, but the ball and the quarterback brought down all the way back to the 44-yard line. 9 seconds and counting. And Albie's going to have to get back to defense.
And that was a design play, Blake. Blake Lawless and from the outside backer position, and Brett Freshwater from the inside linebacker coming in on a quick blitz, sacked him in the backfield. CMB had to spike it with 3 seconds, which was good because our defense wasn't set either. So it's a chance now that one last play, presumably, with 3 seconds left in the half.
Fourth down play here, but more importantly, 3 seconds, and that is it.
Ball on the 40.
CMB, four receivers out here to the near side. Quarterback, McWhorter, plants, throws it, heaves it up downfield. It's right up for grabs. Bear right there. Comes with the INT. He's trying to come up with it. He comes up with the INT. Albia will end the quarter with the INT. That turnover brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. All turnovers all season long brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River. But join us at the halftime break as we continue to talk about this really competitive first half. 13-7, Albia trails here. A couple of field goals separating the Blue Demons and CMB. And we'll be back after a quick scoring update and a timeout to back with your beauty. Cindy's beautiful play of the first half. And your Eagles Club impact player of this first half when we come back to Friday Night Lights Blue Demon Football.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate of Albia are your locally owned and operated real estate professionals serving all of your real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate team, or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Welcome back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Joe Millage alongside the entire Friday Night Lights crew here at the KIIC studios, as well as all of our broadcasters out and about doing many, many games, and our crew at Albia. Let's get to the current scores that we have. We'll take a quick look at your weather forecast, and we'll get into some of our highlights from the first half. Again, Albia trails, find itself trailing here at halftime, 13-7. And another team that is also unbeaten on the season that also finds itself behind is Pekin. The Panthers are behind 14-12 to Lone Tree, and that game has moved to the fourth quarter. Also, Sheraton is getting a nod on the noggin from Knoxville. Knoxville looking for win number three on the season, and they're going to do it in fine fashion here as they're up 28-0 on the Chargers in Battle of Highway 14. Knoxville 28, Sheraton 0 on stream number two. On stream number three, at Eva Blakesburg Fremont and their homecoming taking care of I-35, where it's 22-7. And Wayne of is taking on Seymour. They're on top of Seymour 55-6. That is in the third quarter. Some other games of interest has Sigourney Kyoto trailing Highland Riverside 28-21 in the third quarter. Montezuma Braves look to go 7-0 with a win over North Mahaska. They're doing it now 42-0 in the fourth quarter. North Polk on top of Davis County at halftime. This game is gone. It's 21-6. North Polk on top of D.C. The Mustangs trailing 6-21 to North Polk. Also at the halftime break, Pella has just exploded on Newton, running the score up now. Is this right? 62-7 on top of Newton at the halftime break. Also, it's Ottumwa trailing Muscatine 20-14. Jim Frank is in the studio, our resident ref and umpire. Is that Pella score correct? All right, Jim Frank, resident ref and umpire here, has just walked into the studio. He tells me that Pella score 62-7 on Newton is correct. Pella scored 52 straight points after Newton scored the first touchdown. Again, Pella 62-7 on top of Newton. Pella looking to go 7-0 as well. As I mentioned, the Bulldogs of Ottumwa down by a touchdown, 20-14, and it's Norwalk 21, Oskaloosa nothing. Norwalk scored 21 points in the first quarter. Oskaloosa looking for their first down, and that game is near the halftime break as well. PCM on top of Clark. That's Albia's. Both of those teams are Albia's next two opponents on the road, PCM and Clark. Again, it's PCM on top of Clark, 35-0. Pella Christian leads Columbus Junction 28-6, and it's Twin Cedars at halftime on top of Moravia, 14-0. Lamoni taking care of Melchior Dallas, 30-6 at halftime. And it's Pleasantville blanking Southeast Warren 28-0 in the second quarter. Some other scores of local interest. Van Buren at the halftime break leading New London 38-0. It's Waukee on top of Indianola 28-7. We have Linville Sully taking care of GMG of Garwin 42-0. That's at halftime. Norwalk has just scored, and they're now gone to the halftime break on Oski. It's Norwalk 24, Oski nothing. Grinnell leads Benton Community 14-0, and Williamsburg at halftime leads South Tama 21-0. All right, let's see. What scores do we need, team? Team is telling me we need Centerville at Fort Madison. If you're out there and you've got Centerville at Fort Madison, we'd love that score. And also Meskwaki at Tri-County, if you've got that one. Meskwaki at Tri-County or Centerville at Fort Madison. Either tweet us at KIIC-FM, that's KIIC-FM, or you can give us a call here at the studios, 932-2112, 932-2112. Back with more at the halftime break here as Albia trails 13-7 on Friday Night Lights.
Tasting notes for the Hardee's Texas Barbecue Thick Burger by Texas race car legend Terry Labonte.
Boy, there's nothing better than a juicy charbroiled burger. But when you pile on fried jalapenos and mouth-watering barbecue brisket, smoked for hours and hours and slathered in mesquite barbecue sauce, you got a Texas winner.
The Texas Barbecue Thick Burger with smoked brisket, mesquite barbecue sauce, and jalapeno straws. New at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants available as 3rd and 1/2 pound thick burgers.
The holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
This is John Pabst, proud Albia Community High School graduate and candidate for Monroe County Attorney. Go Big Blue.
Paid for by the John A. Pabst Campaign Fund.
Take a moment to look up your auto loan rate. Is it higher than 1.99% APR? If it is, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with CFirst and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by one of our convenient locations or go to c1stcu.com and apply online today to drive down your auto loan rate. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in, blood sport arrows tipped with rages, or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute, and when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
This is TV13's Keith Murphy. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Murphy just said Thunder Country?
I know, Andy. That's the way you say it.
I think it's Thunder Country.
Oh, Thunder! It sounds bigger, and this is a big show.
But this is Southern Iowa, and I think they talk more like Coup d'Etat down there. Thunder.
Let's just get back to the show. Here's Jason, Dan, and Big T.
Your Blue Demon Marching Band performing at halftime as they black it out. They black out the football field, shut the lights off, and the band provides the entertainment and lit up with glow sticks. And Dan, the band looking sharp, sounding sharp, and really a sharp half of football. This is two really good football teams. CMB, the Raiders, they're undefeated. Albie undefeated. And what we saw in that first half was two really good football teams really giving their best effort.
Really is. You know, and CMB, to their credit, you know, not surprisingly, came out very inspired and had a very purposeful and designed set that they want to do. It's not new. It's what they've been doing all year long. And so they really came out and brought a heck of a game plan to the field tonight. I thought the Blue Demons adjusted well as the half went along. And so now it'll be the halftime coaching, which has always been excellent for Albia. We'll see if they can make those necessary adjustments and have a good second half.
Well, a half that saw a couple of field goals, that is the difference. CMB with a couple of field goals, and they have the 13-7 lead here. But let's get to your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half. Cindy's been celebrating her 43rd year of serving Albia and the surrounding area. Stop in and say hello to everybody at Cindy's Beauty Hut. Again, your beautiful play of this first half. And, Dan, there's one touchdown on the board, and it came right here, and that is your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half.
From complete game, certainly, and both squads know that it's not, the game wasn't won or lost first half. So we'll see what which teams make the adjustments. Game was so fast first half. Did get a text early on in the game there from our good friends, Greg Dorpinghaus. You know, he's here or watching the game or listening to the game as always. But this time the text is not of the fireplace, not of the fire pit, but it's of us. He is down in the stands. He's actually at the game. So Greg Dorpinghaus actually came out of the backyard and come watch the game live.
Well, we got Big Teak down on the 20-yard line on your Thorpe Funeral Home Wireless 2 mic, and he's got Coach Staten lined up for our halftime coach's interview brought to you by the Brees Rest Home, warm hearts carrying warm hands carrying hearts, the Brees Rest Home, your local licensed residential care facility. Now down to Big T and Coach Jerry Staten.
Coach, looks like we got 2-6-0 teams came out here to win a football game tonight.
It's two very good teams on the field. We have been having penalties that kill our drives and keep their drives going. So when you play a good team, you can't have more penalties than they got. So that's got to be fixed. We've had some blocking in the back, helmet to the back on defense, and jumping off sides on offense.
So what did you tell the guys at halftime there, Coach, about, you know, defense, you know, as far as, you know, the guys are passing a lot on us. Do we need to change anything there, you think?
Just play hard every down. They're not doing anything we can't stop. We've stopped them, and we've stopped ourselves, so that's got to change.
Good luck in the second half, Coach. Thank you.
That is Coach Jerry Staten down there on the wireless 2 mic is Big T, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home, and that coach's interview brought to you by Brees Rest Home, local licensed residential care facility, warm hearts caring hands. Brees Rest Home. And Dan, let's take a look at those halftime stats.
Well, Coach Staten, let's go right to the negative side there, the penalties. We had 5 penalties for 46 yards in that first half. CMB only had 2 for 20 yards, so it's certainly a difference maker there. And like I say, as much as anything, it was the timing of our penalties that really hurt us on defensively on some key drives or key plays, and we get a penalty that gives them an automatic first down. On the plus side, though, you know, rushing yards, you know, we're 138 yards of that. Carter Isaac, 84, so continues to be a machine. Kieran Judge has 17. Only 17 yards, but they're good hard runs that he's had on 5 carries. And Luke Sarver on his 3 carries has got 31 yards. CMB on the passing side has passed for 170 yards. Net has 206 total offensive yards. So all there's really coming through the air, which is what you do coming into this game. And so that'll be kind of the key coming in the second half, is can we adjust to that quick strike offense? Can we spread our defense thin, but yet still make the effective plays, keep short yardage, short gainers on their plays, get a couple 3-and-outs or 4, you know, if they go for them 4th, get them to turn it over on downs. And then offensive, we've got to punch it in. We had a chance there before that last possession of ours to get a score, and we didn't get the first down. That's a stalled drive that we did not need. It, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, but if we coulda got that touchdown, we'd be up 14-13 with the ball first or second half here, so really would have been a good spot there. So we're just got a little work cut out for us here, and that's what you'd expect on 2-6-0 teams.
Absolutely. CMB and Albia undefeated, both trying to fight for a district title here. Text coming on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We're delighted in your spirited broadcast each week. Thanks from Nate Havman's relatives up in North in the Sioux County, and glad to have you along on this football Friday night.
I know when I talked to Nate Hoffman this morning in the pregame interview, he was talking about his family's able to listen in. They're finding us on the internet, so we appreciate all the families that can kind of share a part of this broadcast and part of the celebration with this team for the Blue Demons.
Cousin Eddie, buddy, you think about the trenches, and you say, well, Abby's competing right there in the trenches where it matters most.
Yeah, and like I say, there's a sense of confidence down here. There's no panic, it's confidence, and they're ready to go out of here in the second half.
But I think it'd be one thing if you came against a team that was, you know, 1-5 or 0-6 and you had this game. That would get you nervous. You knew you're going to have a good ball game tonight. You knew that CMB was going to bring a quality offense, a solid defense, big guys up front. You know, so there's nothing here that's surprising us. We just got to make the adjustments to try to get ahead of it.
Well-coached CMB football team, and see the athletes they have. See 6 wins. They've got a great football team here. Second half underway on the People's State Bank kickoff. This one deep, fielded by Baker. Baker Hands the football off to Weldon. And Weldon brought down all the way back to the 12-yard line. And that was a great special teams play by CMB. Albia, which normally wins a special teams play, Dan, that's been neutralized tonight.
Well, Bryce Kemp there just had was disciplined in his lane. He didn't bite on the fake. He went after it. And as soon as he saw the ball was in Hunter Weldon's hand, just went right after him. And the 6'5 defensive linebacker and wide receiver for this team just took care of business there. Was well executed by Boudin. He's just not able to fool him or trick him.
Albia with the opening possession of this second half. Power eye formation. Luke Sarver hands it off to Carter Isley. Met at the line of scrimmage and brought down. Looked like an initial hold there, Big T, but CMB filled that in a hurry.
Yeah, the linebackers came out and made a good play right there.
Second down and nine. Rarely does Carter Isley get held to a yard rushing on any carry.
You know, no, on the season, you know, he comes in and he's averaging over 7.5 yards a touch. So, I mean, he's been very effective all year long.
Second down, nine here for Albia. Offset eye. One receiver splits to the right side. Here's a counterplay. Running with it, Matt Baker. And Matt Baker brought down. The counterplay snuffed out and a loss of about a yard. It's going to make up a second down or third down and 10 here for the Blue Demons.
Patrick Garrard, the defensive tackle, was able to get by Ryan Romanka. Had a good initial block, but Garrard, again, is that big 315-pounder and just was able to slide right around Ryan at the end there to get the tackle.
Third down play here for Albia. Just underway here in the second half. Albia trails by a couple of field goals. 13-7 your score here. Sarver rolls back. Plants has a receiver open. It's complete. Habman out across the 25-yard line. And that will move the chains. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. And Nate Habman's family listening in up in the North Country up there in Sioux County. That's a big first down play there by Nate.
Well, you know, we talk about Bryce Kemp being 6'5". Nate Habman's, you know, pushing 6'4", big, tall, strong receiver and quick. You know, so it's a nice pass route, clean route by him running the little 10-yard out play well in front of that first down sticks.
Albia, first and 10 from their own 25-yard line.
Procedure. Moved. We moved.
Yep. Well, what happens on that when the snap is coming if Isley takes a step forward before the snap, it's a procedural penalty.
Yeah. And there was a couple of the players or two. We had a couple on the line just move. I wonder, too, if they anticipated the snap, a lot of the players on the normal rhythm, and Luke was maybe just a little – the timing was off there than the way they normally do in their quick set offense. And we haven't seen that play – or that happen very often, and I wouldn't expect that to happen again because it's been a very rhythm and rhythmatic team here.
Second down and 15 from the 20-yard line after the penalty. Here's a pitch to the right side. Carter Isley gets some blocking. Cuts it up across the 30, 35-yard line. And another first Iowa State Bank first down. And Carter, the Iceman Isley. And they marked the football back a half a yard, Dan. After it looked apparent that he was going to have the first down. And
Good initial blocking by the whole front side there, both receivers and the linemen, and then Carter just took care of business. Again, once he gets to that 3rd and 4 yard line, he brought to the linebacker in the corner all the way up 3 more yards almost for the first down.
14 yards and a fraction off from a first down, and Carter Isle will get it on this carry across the 40 out to the 42-yard line. Great job of blocking over on this left side by Abby Christian.
You know, one of the defenders for the Raiders for CMB is kind of coming up limping a little bit there. That's Charles Robertson, a leading tackler and linebacker, playing a little D-tackle right now. But here's where we're going to see, I think, a little bit where the Demons will start to wear the team down a little bit is the anticipated goal.
Isley again trying to work that left side. Here comes a flag in, and Isley's going to be pushed backwards. A no gain on the play, and I did not see it. Cousin Eddie, you're down there, got a good view. I didn't see a hold, but that's usually where the flag comes in at.
That was the sideline judge that threw it in there. I didn't see a hold. But
you got to think it is, and that's something Coach Staten, they really work on not having happen. And it's just, you know, that's driving Coach Staten nuts right now that they've got
two plays, 15 yards of penalties already here in this second half. And he talked about that with a big T at the halftime break. And, Tim, the concentration game, you have to win it as well.
That's right, man. I mean, you've got a team already trying to beat you. You just can't beat yourselves.
Very good point. Blue Demons get to play. Luke Sarver gets from the sideline from Coach Staten, comes and huddles with the team, brings in the line.
Back to the 32-yard line. First down and 20 for the Blue Demons. Here's another counterplay running with it. Matt Baker cuts it up and being brought down after a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. About four, but another flag comes in late. That looks like a face mask.
Face mask is the initial call by the official as he's talking to the head official. See if we get that confirmed.
Personal foul.
Face mask. Yeah.
Well, the generosity of Albia, now the generosity of CMB and their coach can't be happy about that. 15-yard mark off. And that'll make it first down and about a yard. So first down, and let's call it one for Albia. Albia inside the 50-yard line now of CMB. First down and one from the 49 of CMB. Sarver rolls back, plants, throws it to the flat, complete to Baker. Baker on his way inside the 40-yard line. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, inside the 40 down to the 37-yard line. And Albia with another first Iowa State Bank first down to move those chains, Big T.
Great. That's a great play. I love that play.
You know, especially on first and one because of the penalty, you know, short yardage, you think you're just going to punch it and punch him in the nose there. And instead they come out with a nice little flat pass play there. And Matt Baker's got great hands. Luke Sarver's got more than enough strength to get that putt play every time. So it's just a well-designed play. Good time
first
to call
it. First and 10 for the Blue Demons. Here's a fake handoff. Rolling back, Sarver throws it down the middle of the field. Baker throws the end zone. Touchdown, Albia! Matt Baker, the touchdown maker from Luke. I'm not your father, Sarver. Touchdown,
What a.
And there's your Relco locomotive, and the cannon goes off. And Albia has tied the score at 13 with 8:34 to go here in the third quarter.
You know, and that's just what you want on that first possession. Certainly a little rocky to start with a couple of those big penalties on us. But, boy, it really turned the emotion and the attitude of our players once we got that face mask and really came out. And they started to open up the playbook a little bit more with the pass plays. You know, we threw five attempts the first half. Didn't have a completion the first half, so didn't really have our way there in the passing game. But, boy, did a nice job here.
How about that blocking up front, Big C? Albia's offensive line absolutely pushing people around and giving Luke Sarver time to throw that pass.
Yeah, not just the linemen, but the running backs did their job, excelling the fake and also pinning a good block on the backside rush that was coming on the quarterback. Still the block, and great throw, great catch by Matt Baker, the touchdown maker.
And there's your extra point, confirmed by the Relco locomotive in the cannon in the north end zone. And at 8:34 to go in this third quarter, Albia takes a lead, 14-13 Blue Demons. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, guys, some breaking news here on that Pekin-Lone Tree game where Pekin was trailing with 10 seconds left to Lone Tree. Pekin unbeaten 6-0, looking to go 7-0. Lone Tree was leading 21-20 with 10 seconds left, and the Panthers march it all the way down the field. It was 3rd-and-1 from the 1 with 6.6 seconds left. Pekin scores. Pekin wins 26-21. The two-point conversion failed. Lone Tree with a little razzle-dazzle on the kickoff return, but it was not good enough. Pekin will win this one 26-21 and stay unbeaten. Go 7-0 with a scare a few weeks before Halloween. Pekin wins tonight. Let's go back live now, and we'll get you all caught up on all the scores coming up in just a little bit. Let's go back to Ironman Field.
Here's your People State Bank kickoff, and CMB on the return gets by a defender over that right side and brought down out to the 32-yard line. And CMB will take over offensively, but Albia on the opening drive of the second half, 96 yards on that drive goes the blue, 86 yards for the Blue Demons for the touchdown. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, and his family up in northern Wisconsin, Checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue.
And he's got an aunt that lives in Canada, too, and I'm sure she's listening as well. So all over this country.
CMB with the football. Here's a little pass to the receiver out here on the near side. Gets to the corner and will be brought down. But a nice first down play all the way out to the 42-yard line. Going to be about a half a yard short of the first down.
And we'll see here now. You know, what we've seen a lot this year, too, is when one facet of the game, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, kind of gets a spark going for this team, and the rest of the team feeds on it. So be interested to see if this defense really finds a way to dig deep and feed off it. And they've played well. But to see if they can't get a stop here, not just a field goal stop, but a total stop, get the ball back for this offense. They're going to move the chains. They're going to say it's a first down. So that play does get just enough for a first down.
First and 10, CMB. Albia with the 14-13 lead, 8:23 to go in this third quarter. Kevin McCarty checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Tech line. Go Big Blue, listing from home. Here's a pass in the flat. Defender fell down, and that'll be a completion out across the midfield. Another first down play for CMB.
Again, very quick. Pressure was coming. It was just a little late. Connor McDonough was able to get through the front line of defense, but just a step before the throw was made, and it was a good throw and catch by the receiver. And Tony Leshen was in good coverage, but as he tried to close that out, he just slipped. Again, the field, the conditions tonight, just a little bit of a dew on the ground, a little bit of slickness to it right now, and it's affected both teams, but it certainly got us on that one.
First and 10 CMB after the Albie score. They're trying to answer here. Here's the run over the right side and brought down after a gain of about 3 yards. They bring a man in motion. This time, the man in motion, number 85, Bryce Kemp, runs for a gain of about 4 yards. Well defended by the blue team at that time, Cousin Eddie. That's a hard – CMB's offense is really hard to pick up.
Yeah, they spread you out, and the boys did a good job of staying home and stopping it for a short gain.
Second down, 6 here. CMB with the football at the Albia 44-yard line. Quarterback rolls back, plants, throws it back the other way. Oh, nearly picked off by Brandon Bassett. Gets by his hands and on his way for the first down, all the way down to the 31 or 29-yard line goes CMB. But Brandon Bassett, Big T, had that lined up, jumped up for the INT, and it went right through his fingers and right to the receiver and for a first down.
Man, that boy needed to be just a couple inches taller right there. That would have been a pick.
Very athletic, and has a very good vertical leap, but just couldn't get up enough. Just that much short.
He looked like he put himself right in the perfect place.
That was a pick six. You know, just almost had that. But, again, a chance here now, first down for CMB, but the Blue Demons maybe a chance to get a stop or that turnover.
First down here for CMB. The quarterback's going to take it and run inside the 25-yard line down to the 24. That's a gain of about 6 yards. Hunter McWhorter, sophomore, 6'2", 181 pounds. Good athlete here for CMB. As they're on the march here to the Albia 25-yard line. Albia scores, takes the lead here in the third quarter, 14-13 in this slugfest of the undefeated.
McWhorter, actually quarterback in the whole time. They've used two quarterbacks throughout the year off and on, but McWhorter getting all the snaps tonight.
Here comes the pressure. Play. It's a screen play, well designed and complete. The quarterback got hit by two Albia defenders back at the 40-yard line, and just as he's getting hit, Cousin A held onto the ball just like a quarterback's supposed to and then dumped it off right at the last second.
That was a well-designed play, and we've defended it very well, too.
I was going to say, that time, instead of all four of the down linemen continue to pursue the quarterback, they've got it down where two of them will have that key assignment, so they continue to put pressure, and the other two fell back to try to block up the play or make the tackle, which is indeed what they did.
Third down, 4 here for CMB at the Albia 24-yard line. McWhorter, two receivers to each side of the field. Here comes the pressure from the inside. Quarterback rolls back, throws it to flat, incomplete. That pressure was Bryce Leshen. Brought the heat, and Christian, Bryce got there in a hurry.
Actually, I think that was Blake Lawless. Blake Lawless.
Yeah. We're having a little spectacle problem up here.
Yeah, there's more than a spectacle problem.
Blake Lawless and, once again, Connor McDonough.
Yeah, Connor's had a
was down that game for him.
Connor's having a heck of a game. I mean, both sides of the ball has played a little offense as well, but, boy, he's doing a great job on that D-line.
They're going to try a field goal here, guys.
Field goal. We've got the beef up front. Going to put a little pressure, try to block this.
Fourth down play. 40-yard field goal. It's on its way. It's high enough. Okay. It is going to be off the bar and no good. It bounces out of his way. The ball is no good, folks. It landed right on the bar, and this time it bounces back into play, and it's no good. And boy, was Albia playing well tonight.
Joey Nissen's not loving life.
He's going to need some ice after this game.
Second down and 5 here. Offset eye for the Blue Demons. Albia on the march. Here's the reverse here.
Oh.
And Baker met and brought down after no gain. Boy, CMB has cut that down. They've taken the right angles out of that counter play by Albia.
Yeah, that's Jacob Engel just did a nice job slipping off the block of Nick Yarkowski there and just stopped it right at the line of scrimmage. You know, they keep coming back with that counter play, and that's good to keep them honest. Luke Sarver and they're getting the team pumped up in the huddle. I like what I'm seeing right now. There's a lot of energy out of this Blue Demon squad.
Third down, 5 here. Ball at the 49-yard line of Albia. Luke Sarver under center. Here's a handoff. Carter Isley over the left, right side has the first down inside the 45 of CMB and then brought out of bounds, and that will move the chains once again. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. 3:12 to go here in the third quarter, and Albia is on the march with a 14-13 lead.
Really love that stiff arm when he first came around the corner, met the linebacker, and he stiff armed the linebacker down, and then he goes and the safety's coming over the top to make the tackle and pushes him out of bounds. But just a great recognition to get those extra yards the easy way, not taking the hit, but shoving the man off.
Luke Sarver hands it off again. Carter Isley, same play, over the left side and brought down, but not again until another 5-6 yards. Boy, just the Albia just running that, and that is their bread and butter play right there, guys. And Christian, you've ran that play 100 times when you played offensive line here, and once you get that thing down, it's a thing of beauty.
We once ran that play for over 20 plays in a row. That's how bread and butter that is.
Second down, 5 for Albia from the CMB 34-yard line. Here's a flag in.
And it was a procedure that we kind of came up a little confused which side, front side, back side was, and the lineman didn't go to the right spot. I thought Luke did a good job of waiting, and I really didn't think that was. I think the officials got confused by our confusion and so threw the flag without really seeing that we got set and we were fine.
2:42 to go, third quarter. Albia with a 14-13 lead. Albia scores on his opening drive of the second half. CMB tried a 40-yard field goal, and folks, the biggest defense they play of the night, courtesy of the crossbar and that south end zone, and field goal attempt hit the crossbar and bounced into play. No good. So Albia holds on to the lead here. Here's Carter Isley over the right side and met and brought down. Great read by CMB that time as Isley goes for a yard, and that is it.
Well, Carter tried to ran the play to the right side instead of the left here, trying to see if we can keep the defense honest and guessing a little bit. But they well executed by the Raiders. There is actually an unfortunate Raider down on the ground, not getting up. It's a little disconcerting. So officials alertly call officials timeout, and the trainers will come out to attend to them.
You got to love Christian C. and Big T down on the sideline, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home on the wireless 1, 2, and 3 mics. Guys, you really have to love. You guys are down there where the pads are popping, and to love the intensity of both these football teams, undefeated, the intensity they're playing with.
I tell you what, this is two undefeated teams going at it. Really, really great game so far.
Yeah, this is exciting. This is what you want, both teams, quite honestly. That's what you want coming down the stretch. We're in week 7 now, 2 more games after tonight, and then playoffs begin. Both teams are going to be in the playoffs. You want to be tested and challenged. You got to find out what you need to work on here. You still want a great season, but postseason is really your bigger goal for both these squads.
And getting to the postseason, one of these teams likely to be the top seed out of this district, and that means a home field advantage.
2 rounds.
And that is so important, and a Big T, they're both playing and fighting for it.
Absolutely. I mean, they both want it, man. There's no stopping either one of these teams.
Want to give a shout out to my wife Scarlett and her lovely friend Amy Brown listening in tonight. A big shout out to the twin blonde combo. Third down and 9 for Albia. Here's the quick pitch to the right side. It goes Baker trying to get to the corner. And CMB did a great job of spreading that out, and no running lanes there. And that'll go for a gain of about 2 yards and bring it fourth down here. Now, what do you do, Coach Big T, if you're Albia? Fourth down and 8 here inside the CMB 40-yard line.
If I'm Coach, I'm going with that eagle formation here. We're going to throw the ball.
Looky here. We'll see here. But Albia looks like it might come out.
Nope, going to punt.
Come out in the punt formation here. A little confusion as they bring people on the field.
Just
a snap. Oh, the ball gets over Luke's head. Luke's going to pick it up. Rolling back. Sarver throws it. Downfield. It's up for grabs. His brother Ryan.
Yes!
You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Ryan Sarver comes up with the completion. The twin connection. Luke Sarver to Ryan Sarver. And a diving catch. Ryan, the ball went over Luke's head and bounced backwards. Luke went back there and grabbed it and then heaved it downfield. Ryan come up with the grab. A reception. There's 2 flags on the field.
Yeah, I don't know if we had men downfield is my fear.
I think they're going to call pass interference on CMB.
That'd be the other call. It sure seemed like we had a lot of jerseys downfield, though.
Yeah, they knocked one of our receivers down.
Yeah,
that's where the flags went down is where the receivers were hit. And I'll tell you what, folks, the pure determination. Ryan or Luke Sarver, the ball went over his head. Albia was in a rush to get the snap off before the play clock expired. The ball went over Luke's head. He gave chase all the way back to the 40-yard line of Albia. The defense was in his face, and Albia, and it is pass interference. And Luke grabbed the football, immediately came up with passing, and it's going to go as a
offsetting
penalties, all for naught.
There's a Blue Demon hit to the head. And penalty.
Another hit to the head. That's incredible.
And so they're offsetting penalties, which means just replay the fourth down.
Yeah,
now's a chance for the Blue Demons to calm down and get themselves set properly. Make sure we know what play we're doing and not running out with literally seconds left on the play clock.
We'll wait and see what Haverman's going to come out to punt. He's a normal punter. But right. Big play there, but what a tremendous effort regardless, Cousin Eddie, by Luke and Ryan Sarver and Albia's football team right there.
And that was ad lib at
1 yard line.
Thought we had a chance to maybe pick that ball or knock it down, but boy, it went right through our hands. And Bryce Kemp, again, is a quality receiver out there. Caught the ball, went out of bounds at the one.
Three helmet infractions tonight on Albia. Unreal.
I have seen none all year.
Not saying they weren't. I'm just saying that's wow. Yeah. That is a.
Quarterback's going to keep it,
but he'll fight forward. McWhorter fights forward. Gets close to the goal line to be about half a yard short.
Bassett comes out of the pile with the ball, but the ball was blown dead.
1:30 to go here in this third quarter. Albia with a 14-13 lead, but CMB marching and knocking on the door here after a turnover of downs on a muff punt. McWhorter met the line of scrimmage, pushed backwards, and again denied the ends. They're going to give it to him.
Boy, great pressure and stoppage at the point of attack. There was no movement on that offensive line, but the official, after a while, determined that he did indeed break the plane. But, boy, I didn't see that line move at all. I thought our pressure pushed him back.
CMB regains the lead here, 19-14. The extra point to come. Albia's offense will come back out with a challenge here, guys, and move the football down the field.
They're going for two.
Yep.
Going for two here.
All right, tight formation here. CMB going for two here. The quarterback rolls back. Here comes some pressure. Throws it across his body. Open in the end zone, and that will go for two. A seven-point ball game. 1:15 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Don't go anywhere.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal at Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
While supplies last, your hometown Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods has a super buy on Pepsi and Mountain Dew six-pack bottles. They're just three for $9.99. And they have a super buy on Coke, Diet Coke, caffeine-free Diet Coke, Mellow Yellow, Sprite, Cherry Coke, and Fanta Orange in 24 packs. They're $5.99 plus deposit. Jim and Charlie's, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
CMB on your People State Bank kickoff. A onside kick, and Brandon Bassett covers it up at the 47-yard line of Albia. So Albia will get a good field position to open up this drive. But you got to flush that last one, Cousin Eddie, because that over-the-head snap really gave CMB a short field to work with.
Yeah, it kind of turned the momentum all the way around, too.
Albia back on offense here. Here's Carter Isley over the left side. Has a blocking wall, a huge blocking wall, and then loses his feet again.
Again, it's just, that first game of the season was a mud bowl to begin with, and the field was got really tore up pretty good because of that. And I mean, between a little bit of a mud and dirt there underground, and the grass is a little thin, it's just hard to get any traction on there. And there's a little bit of dew coming on, so wasn't going to get much more yards. But with Carter, you know he's going to get about two or three.
4 yard gain for Isley into a CMB territory. Again, over the right side. Isley on his way inside the 45, close to the first down marker. Move the chains. Carter, the Iceman, Isley. The first Iowa State Bank first down. They'll move we'll wait for the spot.
They keep moving the ball back a half yard after every finished run there, which is just amazing. But now the official says we'll go ahead and go first down.
39 ticks left in this third quarter. 21-14 Albia trailing CMB here. The Blue Demons. With a tremendous emotional and momentum shift just a moment ago. Trail here by seven. Here is Isley over the right side again, this time inside the 40-yard line, a gain of about 4 yards.
You know, that the left side of our offense there really seems to be the strong side here for us, with Bryce Kemp playing typically on the opposite side, and he's really their stud linebacker there. You know, and I know we try to bounce it off, come back right once in a while, but I'd keep going. I'd feed them all. Like Christian said, I'd be going 20 plays to the left right now. Let's just keep running until they find a way to stop it.
Second down, six here. Final 4 seconds of this third quarter. Here's Akiron Judge with the handoff. Moving forward inside the 35-yard line, a gain of about 4 yards. And the third quarter will come to a conclusion. We'll take a timeout, come back with the fourth and final quarter, the battle of the undefeated, CMB and Albia. And 12 minutes separating one of these football teams remaining undefeated when we come back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Go Big Blue. Let's score another touchdown, and let's score one for all of Monroe County by electing Albia grad John Papps County Attorney Tuesday, November 4th. Paid for by the John Papps Campaign Fund.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Third down and four here. Carter Isley over the left side, and a gain of about a half yard. They brought the corner blitz there. And ran right into that run. That's Carter Isley. And Albia once again, guys, with the fourth down and a four here at the 35-yard line. For about the fourth time tonight, Albia's had a big fourth down play.
Yep, and going for it once again. Want to see what we can do, and so we've got that power eye formation coming.
Power eye, fourth down and short here. Here's Carter Isley over the right side, working his way forward, close to the first down marker. It will depend on the spot. It looked like he got the initial surge.
The sideline.
Right on T. You'll have to help us out down here, but it looks like he got the first down. We'll wait for the spot. They may have to move the chains. Now they're going to give him the first down.
Good. It was close. Carter had a great run and a great push, but right at that point where it was the first down marker, it was going to be anybody's guess because a good hit there by CMB to try to stop that play going any further, but Carter able to get just enough falling forward to get that first down.
The ball at the 32-yard line of CMB. Albia on the march here, trailing by a touchdown. 21-14 your score. Sarver under center. It pitched to Isley going over the left side. Isley on his way inside the 30, 20, 15, all the way down to the 12-yard line. Got that corner on that left side. And Big T, Carter Isley, once he got that corner turn, it was going to be him on an outside linebacker and a defensive back, and that's not fair.
That's not fair. That's, you know, it's amazing the speed he has for such a big man.
First down and 10 for the Blue Demons at the 12-yard line. Here's the counter play. And met in the backfield, and no gain on the play there is Carter Isley.
Trying to check the defense there by coming back to the right side. But, boy, I tell you, that right side just continues to get stuffed up there. And that, you know, that's as much as anything. It's nothing we're doing wrong. It's just that big Patrick Garrard over there. It's, again, the 300-pounder just doing a good job stuffing that side.
Got some Iowa Hawkeye tickets to give away to for tomorrow's Iowa-Indiana game, courtesy of Hawkeye Auto Credit in Ottumwa.
Nice.
Yeah, going to give them away here in just a few minutes, so keep it right here. Here's a handoff, Isley, over the left side, and the ball's loose on the ground. And it looked like
Hoffman maybe got on it.
Yeah, Nate, the ball went backwards, and Hoffman
just
come
on
up
the spot
with
there. So, boy, fortunate there. I hate to see this drive stalled with the fumble, but nice job of Hoffman to recognize the ball was loose and get on it.
Is it Hoffman or
Hoffman? It's Hoffman, actually. Hoffman, I actually talked to him about it. You know, it's a great Dutch name, and he said that it's oftentimes called Hoffman, but if I'm doing it properly, the way he talked to me, it is Hoffman is the way that properly pronounce it.
Third
so
down.
You will continue to call him Hoffman, I'm sure.
I will have it wrong. I apologize to his entire family. Third down, 11 here. Here's a fake handoff. Rolling back, Sarver has time. Looking downfield, he's going to tuck it in and go with it. And it'll be brought down at the 10-yard line. Had a couple of receivers, but they were defended well there by CMB.
I really think that was the good call. You know, he could have tried to make a pass to Ryan, and that's always a lethal combination. But I really like the fact that Luke just tucked it. He held the ball up to try to stall the defenders as long as he could and then just try to burst through. I thought it was a great read and a good option on his part. But, boy, would have been nice to get a few more out of it.
Once again, a big fourth down play here for Albia.
10 seconds left on the play clock.
You hear the fans come to life here. Fourth down play. Sarver rolls back and we're going to have.
I did not see that one, quite honestly.
Oh, boy.
You see that, T?
What no, not at all.
All right. I mean, I've seen the other ones. I'll give them that. But that one, I did not see any movement. I thought we came up just fine.
Fourth down now, and let's call it 13 but, from the 15-yard line.
But so it's really, I mean, I know we can get a first down on the one and a half, but it's really a fourth and goal now on the 15.
Sarver comes to the line of scrimmage. Rolls to the left side, plants, throws it up for grabs. Up for grabs, tipped and incomplete, and CMB's defense is held here. And Albie will turn the ball over on downs, and the drive stops at the 15-yard line.
You know, once again, it's a team concept here, so the defense is going to have to rise up here and try to find a way to stop it. But CMB's got the whole field to work with, which with that spread offense really seems to work in their favor. But the Blue Demons have been getting better as the game's gone along on this defense, really adjusting to the style of play. Let's see if they can find a way to get one. Maybe a little pick here would turn the tide back in our favor.
8:38 to go here. Cousin Eddie, a big big defensive play, our defense series right here for Albia.
Yeah, we definitely need a big stop here out of our defense.
14-21, Albia trailing to CMB here at home. McWhorter, a little screen pass over the right side, complete, and running out across the 20, has the man to beat, and does step out of bounds. But good quick pass there, tough to defend.
A little slow, Blue Demon on the far side on the tackle on Bryce Kemp. Again, Bryce is 6'5", 205 pounds, and I'm not sure, trying to see if I catch my jersey numbers here, if that was maybe, no, that's Hunter Weldon. And just a little slow, he had a hard hit on Kemp and coming up a little limping, but he is a tough, tough player. He's got done with the five-game suspension, so, you know, he doesn't want to get out of the game if he doesn't have to. He's going to take a play off here as he comes off the sideline to tend to the trainers, and then you know he'll be back out on that field.
8:30 to go here in the ball game. Albie trailing 21-14. T. Albie's not trailed in a long, long time.
This is new territory, fellas.
Quarterback McWhorter rolling back, pump fakes, throws it downfield, up for grabs, up and nearly intercepted, right, but did he come up with a completion?
Out of bounds, he said it.
He's out of
bounds. Yeah.
Yep, out of bounds.
Marking it out of bounds, said he came out of bounds with it. Blake Bear did a great job of reading the eyes and coming way over. He played now corner with Hunter Weldon taking a playoff. Landon Hermson came in, played the safety position. But Blake Bear did a nice job switching that corner spot. Now Hunter Weldon's back in.
Good job, like you said, of reading the and not buying that pump fake. Second down and 10 here. 8:23 to go. Three receivers over here to the near side. Quarterback, again, a little screen pass, and it's incomplete. And that stops the clock. A lot of good things happen when they throw an incompletion.
Yeah, it does. You know, another thing, too, I just noticed, and I've probably been doing it, I'm just now catching it. Blake Bear has moved, actually, from the safety to a corner position. You know, with his 8 interceptions on the season, very capable of reading quarterbacks and jumping routes, and so that's a chance for him to maybe get a little bit more in the action on a pass play, either to make a tackle or get an interception. Hunter Weldon's kind of been floating a little more to the safety spot. They're kind of rotating around as I speak here.
Kieran Judge comes in, and we're going to have a timeout called by CMB. CMB calls timeout. We'll take a quick timeout and run back to the Friday Night Live studio for a quick scoring update. 21-14 score here, 8:20 to go. Timeout on the field, back to the Friday Night Live studio.
All right, guys, let's get you caught up once again. Pekin pulls out the win, 26-21. That is your final. Pekin, 7-0. Also, Ottumwa trying to hang in there with Muscatine. They trail 26-21. Eddieville Blakesburg in a final over I-35, 36-13. It's Sigourney Keota back on top of Highland Riverside, 55-42. Also, Montezuma in the final. They win tonight big over North Mahaska. PCM wins big over Clark, 35-0. Actually, we don't know that that's final yet. We'll get that for you. Final here for Pella Christian. They win tonight over Columbus Junction, 49-14. Moravia loses tonight to Twin Cedars, 42-6. And all the scores coming up. And it looks like, Scotty, is that right? It looks like Ottumwa has now, just for the first time tonight, pulled ahead of Muscatine, 29-26 in the fourth quarter. These guys are the fourth quarter drama makers. Ottumwa's just pulled ahead, 29-26. As Bradley Bramschreiber has a 14-yard pass reception for a touchdown. All right, from Hopwood. Let's go back live, and we'll have more coming up at the top of the hour with the KYOU Fox 15 Friday Night Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance. Back to you guys.
Third down play goes to the flat, and They fought for the first down, and the CMB is going to get the first down here. 8:07 to go, 21-14. Albia trails in this fourth quarter. Ball at the 37-yard line of CMB. Two receivers each side of the field. Mick Warder. Here comes some pressure on the inside. Met in the backfield and brought down right away back to the 30-yard line. Bryce Leshen, and he was like a missile shot out of that cannon out of the north end zone.
He would have been, and Brendan Bassett instead and Blake Lawless with the tackle.
Bryce is out in the corner.
That's still good enough.
Sorry,
four
Jason.
And five, well, yeah, sorry, long ways Jason. From Dodge.
That outside linebacker, Bryce Leshen, playing Stover, comes 20 yards off the snap.
Great play.
It was a great play, absolutely.
The wrong player. They'll send a man in motion to the right side. Quarterback's going to keep it once again. And he'll get back close to that original line of scrimmage. And here comes the flag in once again.
Tricky has face mask on the call.
Holding.
Oh, no. Holding. There we go. That's why clowns don't carry flags.
Ta-da!
Oh, he threw it right at where they made the tackle. I thought for sure they called a face mask.
And that is a holding penalty. Albie gets a break there. Back to the 23-yard line.
So the defense certainly doing what it can here to slow this offense up and really adjusting. Again, I really like this switch of Hunter Weldon going to safety and Blake Bear going to a corner position. Really plays to the strengths of both those players. Does a nice job of defending it. And then the timed blitzes and occasionally blitzing. Not all the time, but occasionally. And that's been keeping the offense off guard here.
Second down, 24. Quarterback rolls back. Here's again the pressure and the little screen setup. Running with the football, number 20, out across the 30-yard line to the 33-yard line. A gain of about 10 yards. And now it's going to bring up
that was
about
another
4th and 14.
Yeah.
Third down, and let's call it 13 for CMB at the CMB 34-yard line. Big defensive play right here for Albia. Need to stop right here. The clock rolling under 6:30 to go in the ball game. Albia trailing 21-14. Mick Warder, lone back in the backfield, rolls back, plants, heaves it up downfield, man coverage out there, Tony Leshen in coverage, and it's up, and it's complete, all the way down to the Albia 34-yard line, man coverage out there, Leshen stride for stride, but gave up about 5 inches in height, and that's a great play by CMB.
And that's that Stover we've talked about, Brady Stover, what a tough kid. That ball was thrown to the only person who was even going to have a chance of it, Stover. There's no way defensively you're going to stop that. And Tony Leshen had perfect coverage on him, was right where he needed to be, did everything possible to get that ball knocked down, but boy, that just came over the top.
Got those Iowa Hawkeye tickets to give away, the 10th text. Send a text with the name of the business giving it away.
Draw.
Here's a draw play. Met in the backfield and brought down. McWhorter, a loss of about 2 yards.
And who made that tackle that time? You can go ahead and
that
say it this
is,
time.
You
can say it this time.
Bryce Leshen.
Yes, and Blake Lawless. So that time.
5-4 and no glasses.
Yes.
Look very similar from
and this time
100 yards away.
This time both of them were in there. Great job snuffing out the quarterback draw. Three receivers to the near side, two to the far. Again, continue to spread this offense out.
5:29 to go, 21-14, Albia trailing here. Here's a fake handoff, McWhorter rolls back, plants, now some heat coming from Bossert. McWhorter's going to carry it over the right side and be brought down. Now, did he get out of bounds? They're going to stop the clock. They did. At the 30-yard line, 31-yard line, a gain of about 3 yards, and that stops the clock, which is to Albia's benefit.
So third and eight now.
I got a winner here.
Yeah.
Yes, good stuff here. And these are tickets to tomorrow's Iowa-Indiana football game. Maybe.
A little hesitation here getting the ball set, or no, like I said, getting the play in actually as CMB. They're going to call a timeout here. So with 5:18 left in the contest, CMB has a 21-14 lead on the Blue Demons and a timeout in the game, Jason.
Very good. Let's take a quick timeout as well. We'll get back to those tickets we're going to give away, courtesy. We'll tell you in a second who wins the Hawkeye tickets when we come back. Back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school.
or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Oh, look what Bowser did.
No! Say it's not true. There's no way we're going to get this carpet clean.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll just call Absolute Cleaning Systems. I've got the number, 932-4500.
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 932-4500 today to schedule an appointment. Again, that's 932-4500, the absolute best choice in cleaning.
Third down play, and this one falls incomplete, and it's going to bring a fourth down here. A big fourth down play, and
a little tight formation out of the Raiders.
It was.
The three receivers were really close to the line, which hadn't seen them. They usually spread the field wide. I was a little surprised at that, and then really the play went for nothing.
Try a field goal here from this one. Is going to be from 47 yards out. CMB going to try a field goal here. 5:14 to go. He came up a crossbar short the last time. His kick is up. High enough, long enough.
Short.
No, it's high enough, but not long enough. He certainly will give Albie the ball back, and the Blue Demons dodge a bullet there, Dan.
Got plenty of time now with 5:08 left in the game. Still have three timeouts, so just more than enough time than we need to go down and get the score. But they've got to take care of it. Got to be disciplined. Hopefully they still mix it up a little bit. We can't just always do a little bit of pass to keep the defense a little honest there. Mix up the play call a little bit and keep them on their heels. And that's a good opportunity for the Blue Demons.
The ball will be spotted back at the 20-yard line.
Per rule.
Albia with the football. 5 minutes, 8 seconds to go here, folks. Albia trailing by seven. Has done a good job between the 20-yard lines moving the football. Needs to find a score here. Here's Carter Isley over the left side on his way out across the 30-yard line. Carter Isley, and boy, a big old hole over there on that left side, Cousin Eddie, set up there by that offensive line.
A very nice hole on the left side. Left tackle, I think, is there all night.
You know, they've just done a good job of really moving the ball over there and getting those holes exploded out there, and Carter just continues to gather strength and continues to break through.
Again, Isley, same play, trying to get to the outside, has the first down. Here comes a flag in.
Now, if that the flag's coming where you assume it's going to be holding. I see Hunter Gerst out there. There is absolutely no hold going on there. He's just trucking that kid out to the sideline, and I don't know if that's who they're calling. It's holding, but I'd like to know what number it is, because when I saw that, absolutely was a great block by Hunter Gerst.
Amy Brown checking in with the Centerville score for us, 47-35 in the fourth quarter. Centerville trailing. Oh, boy.
Penalties have just been.
T. Coach talked about that with you at the halftime break.
And you can't have it. I mean, it's just mental mistakes, you know, mental mistakes.
Here the fans find a way, and that's what Abby's going to have to do right here. Second down and 11. Here's a pitch. Isley over the right side this time. Cuts it up. Trying to get by a defender. Out across the 25. Working forward. And then will be brought down after a gain of about seven yards. Going to bring a third down and 3 for the Blue Demons.
You know, that worked. That right side is really stout in terms of the right guard, right tackle. But when you do the quick pitch to get outside the tackle, that was very effective. Carter's able to get to the corner and burn it around. And again, picks up, gets to that 7-yard average that he has. So a good hard run out of him. Brings up third and about a short 3.
Here's the pitch to the right side, Isley. Oh, he got tripped up in the backfield and brought down a loss of about 2 yards. And, Christian, you never see that.
You know, the defense line, or linebacker, I can't tell who it was, just shot through and dove and got the tackle just right on the shoestring. Shoestring tackle enough to trip up the Iceman. So.
Yeah, that's the defensive tackle, and he doesn't look very big. Charles Robertson, he checks in about 200 pounds, but with a 25 number, he's playing D-line, and that's a number doesn't match up with the player.
14-21, Albie trailing here. Albie calls timeout, and a big decision right here by Coach Staden, whether or not you want to punt or go for it. Albie with 3 timeouts here.
You know, and it's not a spot you want to turn the ball over, but I think you got to go for it here.
You can't punt.
Yeah, you've got to, you know, the quick offense that is CMB, you've got to, you know, we've been able to get some good plays on fourth down. We just got to draw up the right play, make sure you execute, and get that live another down.
Well, I'm going to guess I know the play, and I'm not going to say it, but I think I know it right here.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is, you know, we went to that left side after a timeout the last quarter there, and then they shifted their defense a little bit. It still is in a normal set, so that still works well. But, yeah, I'm with you on that.
I just wrote it down.
Yes, you did. We'll see.
I got the right formation. Wrong play. Bootleg. Sarver rolling back. He's being pursued, and he's brought down all the way back to the 10-yard line. And CMB's defense has risen to the occasion again on this drive right here in Albia. With another big penalty, shut that down.
You know, really did. And that's you were calling for actually a formation on the left side, and it came right and going to the left side. And I really thought that would have worked. Or even kind of do an unbalanced strong side left there as well, either gold over left. But nonetheless, they tried to go with the pass play, catch CMB on their heels. Really short field for the Raiders. Defense has got to get three stops here right now and or something, maybe get a turnover.
Got those Hawkeye tickets to give away. The person who texted in the right business. CMB with the football. And he'll McWhorter carrying the football to the 9-yard line, a gain of about 2 yards.
McDonough with a stop. Brett Freshwater with the initial hit in the backfield to slow him up, and then really set up McDonough to get the tackle.
21-14 Albia trails here. CMB with the football, and clock is not on Albia's side. They're going to eat up as much clock as possible. 13 yeah. seconds on the play clock. McWhorter. They'll send three receivers here to the near side of the field. Four receivers here to the near side of the field, spreading Albia out all night long. CMB, quarterback, rolls back, throws a little pass out in the flat, complete, and brought down at the 8-yard line. The ball came loose. We'll wait for the indication.
He's not saying turnover. He's winding the clock. Stover with the reception again, a tough ball player for the Raiders.
Third down, and let's call it four here. I'll call it five, long four. CMB at the Albia. 7-yard line, 2:40 and counting. The Blue Demons trailing 21-14 here.
Coach is imploring the defense to play a little tighter, not so soft on the coverage there. It's, again, a short part of the field.
And CMB's going to call a timeout here. 2:22 to go, 21-14, third down and five for the CMB Raiders. Albia, CMB. Both undefeated guys. There's been so many big plays in this entire football game, but you got to make this play here.
Oh, definitely do. The defense has really got to rise to this occasion here, and this is what you want. Is, you know, you want to, if you're going to be the best, you've got to beat some of the best, and this is one of the tests right here for them.
In your text, you need to include your name. The business is giving away the tickets to tomorrow's Iowa-Indiana game. You can pick those up at the KISC studio. 11 o'clock kickoff, so you got to get up early. They've got a winner. First one to text in. Hawkeye Auto Credit. And that is the correct, and we got the winner, and we will get that winner's name here in just a second.
You know, the timeout really for the Raiders works to the Blue Demons' benefit because the coaches were wanting the defense, the corners and safeties, to come up in pass protection a little tighter. So wouldn't be surprised if we see them come a little tighter here, and the coaches got a free timeout to coach their kids up. Got four receivers to the near side now, one to the far side. So Bryce Kemp being that one receiver, you got to think he's looking there, and he sure is.
Fade pattern to the end zone. It's up for grab. Barry interception.
Yes.
INT.
Yes.
He caught it. Blake Bear with the INT. A River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turnovers brought to you by our friends from River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30. And I'll tell you, Bill Casebolt. I know the Casebolt and Wynn and the gang over there celebrating. Hopefully can celebrate a win here for the Blue Demons. Here comes the McWhorter. Hands it off. Met and brought down at the 6-yard line, and Albia's going to have to call a timeout once again.
Again, trying to conserve the clock as much as they can here, trying to strip the ball as McWhorter comes through, coming through there, and they tried to strip the ball from him, but Coffinauer hung onto the ball, did not cough it up.
21-14, your score here. Albia trailing, folks, 1:56 to go. And I tell you what, Big T, we've been a part of a lot of emotional football games, and I don't know if I've seen so many games that change and so many emotions that you've seen here in this last quarter of football.
Oh, man. I'm just sick. I just feel, you know, you're up one minute, you're down the next. I mean, it's just, it's been, it's kind of, you're right. I mean, it's just like that roller coaster at Adventureland. You just grit your teeth and bear it.
21-14. Don't forget tomorrow, 7 to 10 o'clock, the Blue Demons will be making pancakes tomorrow. And don't forget the Haunted House. Also going on every Friday and Saturday night, 7 to 11. You can come up here to the high school and catch the bus out to the scariest place here in southern Iowa, the junior class after prom committee putting that on. Third down, 5 here. I'll be out of timeouts. Showing blitz. Nick Ward.
Changing the play.
1:56 to go. Albie trailing by a touchdown. Here's a handoff. Met in the backfield and then brought down. No gain on the play. Back to the 10-yard line. Another loss.
Brett Freshwater right in there. And immediately an initial hit there to stop that play in the backfield. And then a whole host coming in with Ryan Sarver, Blake Lawless, Connor McDonough again. So clock continues to roll. But 4th and 8 now, which was a 1st and goal on the 5.
They'll bring coming in the field goal kicker, Joey Neeson. Oh, boy, he's a dandy.
Yeah.
See if he can miss one here, but he's been pretty darn good.
Just a 26-yarder here. A block would be great.
Here comes the pressure, and it's blocked! His block is loose! Kick it in there!
Brett Baker!
On the other way! Less than 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5!
Tony Leshin
on the blocked field goal and in for the Albion touchdown. Tony Leshin has put Albion an extra point away from tying this football game up. Oh my gosh, what did we just see right there, Big T? Talk about emotion. Talk about how it can change. Holy cow.
You know, we need to block so fast. The white hat official pulled a hamstring out there. He went down hard with the pulled hammy. He's coming up sore.
Oh my gosh! But unbelievable.
Tony Leshin got that ball on the bounce, tipped it first, tipped it to his direction, played it off the bounce, and ran that thing in. Man, what a play! Blue Demons trail by 1 with a minute of five left. But what an emotional game this has been.
Hold on to your britches.